All right, let's see. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Bell?
Yes.
All right, I got a couple things to say for you. I need to have some clarification on the fact that you don't believe you're talking about the government covering up UFOs and how they're trying to deceive us, and you're always talking about that. Then you try to come on and double talk us by saying that you don't think we're responsible for the government.
No, I say that we are the government.
Wait, what make of your mind? What do you mean we are the government? If we are the government, then why would they hide things from us? They are not hiding anything from us.
Even our founding fathers, sir, when they wrote that wonderful document we all live by.
Yes, the most wonderful piece of paper in this entire planet.
Cautioned us to keep our eye on them and put in all kinds of protections because...
Well, I don't think
excuse me, now let me finish and then you can go, okay?
All right.
And put in all kinds of protections specifically so because they understood that the government could get out of control.
Well, it could and it might and it would. It is not out of control. Our government is a great and beautiful thing. And people like you who try to tear it down and who try to rip down the foundations of our nation by purporting Bigfoot, I mean, I can't believe you. Bigfoot, you're a grown man and you're taking this serious.
I love
Bigfoot. What is wrong with you?
I love Bigfoot.
Oh, you know, don't get smart with me. You're just, you and your UFO nonsense, you're crazy.
I wish Bigfoot were my dad.
Oh, you know what? Bigfoot is of the devil. If he is anything.
Here we go.
It is demonic doings that
demonic,
are trying to... Confuse.
Demonic doings.
What's that?
From the devil, right?
As you are. As that caller that called the other night, you are Satan's mouthpiece. You
no,
talk for the
I'm
devil.
Virtually...
You're trying to deceive Christians, but a Christian American.
Virtually the Antichrist.
I would say, sir, you're not actually the beast, but you're working for him.
I'm trying to help you here, sir.
You're trying to help me. Well, why don't you don't help me, and why don't you just get off the air and make way for good people like G. Gordon Liddy, Ollie North, and Rush Limbaugh? You're not even in their league.
They're all on the air.
Well, we could hear a repeat. You are nowhere near the league or the caliber of a man we need on the air.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that.
You are spreading disinformation and defrauding the American public with your constant rhetoric about the government, your Area 51, UFOs. You're anti-Christian. You are anti-American, and I think you should just stop. I'm tired of hearing you every night.
Well, just one question.
What?
Why do you listen?
I have someone has to keep you in check and counterbalance the lies you put out.
You are compelled to listen, aren't you?
Oh, no. Don't start with that. Do you speak to the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled. You will listen. You will listen.
Yes. Will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. This is what I'm talking about.
Every chance you get, every minute.
You
will keep your radio. You will turn the volume up even higher.
This is a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation.
Very funny.
Around our ears. You will listen.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hello. Is this Mr. Art Bell?
Yes, it is.
I was wanting to make some comments about the fact that your guest was using the tragedy of the TWA bomb.
Turn your radio off.
Yeah, I just did. Mr. Hogan was using the bombing as another platform to say that we shouldn't trust the government. Exploiting this tragedy, just using those victims as another further point to bring down our government. It's people like him that are responsible for the terror attacks that we have going on. Because they hate our government.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. No, not yet, but I'll let you talk.
Well, thank you. That's generous. I don't believe he said it was our government.
Well, he was spreading distrust of our government.
I really don't think he said that. He said he had information.
Well, he meant it. I could hear it in his voice.
Now you don't need the words. You just need an intonation. Is that correct?
You can hear it in his voice. When it's either there are markings on a Jupiter moon, little creatures crawling up out of there.
He didn't say that.
In the Bible.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He said there are Martians under the surface of Mars.
But then that too. There is no life on Mars. They sent a probe, and they have not found a thing. And the fact that you're letting this go on is blasphemy. There's nothing in the Bible about people on Mars.
I am compelled to do it. I must do
now,
it.
Now, I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you.
I know this.
Well, I hope you know that I'll be protecting your program.
Protest.
I have a
finished protest.
Christy, what are you going to get me a pornographer? Can I continue your pornographer?
Because you love me.
Yeah. Oh, you think that's funny? Yeah, all your listeners, I tell you, all your listeners are going to hell.
You love me, though.
You're all a bunch of, you're duping them. You're all a bunch of devil worship, pagan devil worshipers. And we're going to clamp down on you. I'll get you kicked off here, and you won't be able to do this to America anymore.
I love that guy. I love that guy, and he loves me. You know, when you really hate somebody, have you noticed? Even though he gets it wrong, he never misses a thing. Now, is this man trying to provide intentional pain for himself by listening to me? Am I a substitute, sir, for you getting out the old leather whip and whooping up on yourself? It's hard, right? You gotta reach back, whoop yourself. So instead, you turn on the radio and you listen to me. You are compelled to listen. Every minute. Even though your poor, pathetically twisted ears don't hear it correctly, you are compelled to listen. I really like that guy. And I can tell he loves me.
I have to take issue with your little trip over to the communist Soviet Union. If you really believe so much that our country had to fight for so long to put them down, then why are you over there building up the communists and helping them reestablish their evil empire by what you told me, giving away valuable secrets to them and having your little shell, little Charlie, call in and say the things that you're afraid to say because you know that you will lose credibility because all these years while the winds are shifting, you play like you're a conservative, and then the winds shift, and now you're going to be a little liberal. Well, which is it, mister?
What secrets do you think I gave them?
Sensitive radio production secrets regarding HARP, because you have your insiders who send you those medals and such, and the fact that you would insinuate that there is life on other worlds is simply an act of trying to degrade the God-given status of the most sacred beings in the universe by saying that we are not unique, that we are...
No, wait a minute. It was NASA that said there was life on Mars.
That's right, and they're being controlled by forces from within the Soviet Union, where
Soviet
I
Union.
Feel
what
that
Soviet
you
Union?
Have gone back to get your orders from the Kremlin. You are basically just... the way you try to tear down Mr. Bob Dole and to say that he cannot win against this liberal that is in our White House, who is basically a communist.
You can't even imagine what they told me in the Kremlin.
See, now,
you can't imagine it, sir.
You speak to me in a rational way, because
your
every time I just cut you down and make you look a fool, every time.
I have secrets that you can't imagine in your worst nightmare.
You have to resort to that, because you are afraid my arguments are like razors that cut your arguments apart.
Slither me. Cut
you
me.
Can't match me intellectually, so you have to play around with your little radio toys and sell our secrets to the commies.
Yes.
If you like
secrets.
It so much over there, why don't you just stay?
Well, I thought about it. That's it. That's it. We gotta go. Too bad. I would have enjoyed spending more time with the guy who thinks I'm the devil's toe jam. This is CBC. Back in a moment. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, so is Art Bell?
Yes.
Yes, I have to take it.
Call toll free 1-800-618-8255. Well, first of all, I'm not going to allow you to use that word.
Well,
You're going to have to rephrase it. If you want to say, the way I have come to the defense of the gays, you may say that.
I will call them homosexual.
All right, that's fine.
Because, now see, you're defending them again, saying that our Constitution grants them a right under the Constitution, forged from the hand of guiding hand of God, our Lord, who forged this Constitution.
They do have rights under the Constitution.
They have no rights. They are, as far as I'm concerned, we should not be married and we should be gassing them. God destroys homosexuals. He hates them. How can you defend any kind of right for them to anything?
Well, going with what you have just suggested, now hold on a moment. You are confusing God's job as you see it with yours.
We are charged with God's work. We should not be putting up with this. They are a destroyer of the family. This is the devil's attempt. And this is another example of how you are the devil's mouthpiece, giving propaganda for the devil, saying that our Constitution, which was forged by the very hands of the Lord.
I am not the devil's mouthpiece.
You have to resort to your little radio tricks, because you cannot withstand the might of my righteous argument. And as far as I'm concerned, we are charged with the destruction of these vile creatures who are lower on the scale, who God hates even more than those who bear the mark of Cain. He hates them, and we must not put up with this in our society. And
God,
they want to destroy the family and marriage.
God does not hate you. Hate. You're so full of hate that you,
sir,
you dribble hate.
You
dribble hate. Do you hear me? You dribble with hate.
The proper term of what they should be called. They should not be referred to in a friendly, less disgusting term. You know that these are disgusting people who just want to destroy our country, and you are right there gladly helping them. And you owe me money as well, because the other night I was trying to get through, and I became so frustrated that I broke my phone.
Well, I was waiting.
I'm charging you.
You know, I was waiting to see. I was going to let you go this time, just to see if you had a heart attack.
What do you mean? I am not going to have a heart attack.
Spewing all of this hate, spewing all of this hatred you have. I've got to wonder if one of these nights you're not just going to wind yourself into a seizure, or a blood vessel is going to burst in your little head, and you're going to fall down dead.
I have love, and the Lord has charged me with clamping down, because I am seeing my country being destroyed.
Does God tell you what to do? Does God tell you what to do?
I have communications with the Lord, yes.
Directly?
Direct, yes, I do.
And so God, you are God's agent, and you...
He gives me the new revelation, and I am
The new revelation.
That is correct, and that we will create a new world, not a new world order, mind you. Because and the way you are conversing with your Canadian friends, who are clearly an arm of the English, and you see, I know what they are planning to do.
What do you think they're going to do?
The Canadian aggression is fairly obvious.
Canadian aggression?
Yes, because when in conjunction with Mexico and Spain, who consider. Because they lost these territories in the early formations of the year. They are plotting to get them back from us. The French and the Germans and the English, all enemies of America, they are cavorting with the Russians to take away our sovereignty as a nation through the New World Order and through the United Nations, because they want this land back. How about that land grab that Clinton just did?
All right, well, that's it. That's it. That's all I can handle. I really thought he might work himself up into an event here on the air. One of these nights, I think he's going to.
Turn down my radio, because I have a few comments about your show tonight. You have gone totally over the line tonight.
Way over the line.
You have gone over the line. I am disgusted with to hear that this woman is fornicating with who is the devil. It's not. If it's anything, it's a demon coming to her in the middle of the night.
But it's what she wants.
I know this. Because of the perverted act that is done not only to women but to men. And God has revealed to me in the new revelation that now in the end times that demons will descend upon our women and men and in the night and do horrible things to them. And you are promoting this. How can you sit there and allow this to go on the airways of our nation? This is why I am totally against you, and you have gone too far tonight, and your programs have just gone over the edge.
I knew it would get to you.
Wait a minute. This is just
what I love.
The symptom of the Satan in our society. Just like the fact that the courts in Hawaii have made homosexual marriage, they ruled that can be recognized and acceptable, is unacceptable. And we must stand together as Christians.
You
have a serious conversation here.
You
just sit there with your little demonic devil voice, and you won't even listen to me.
You love it.
And the fact that you threatened to kill me, that doesn't matter either. Why don't you tell them how you told them that?
You love it.
When you threatened me,
you
and off the air, you threatened me because I did not want to have you come to my house.
You
were threatening me.
I
am a minister of the new revelation from the Lord. I am the one who received the anointing of the new commandment. And you You break all of them every night. You hear me? You are a fornicator and a destroyer, a murderer of America's morals. You are, and that woman, the actress
now
right
you
now,
really
I would hold her in my sight. I would destroy her for what she is. She is a fornicator with demons. She is a perverter and a fornicator against the Lord. And you, your blasphemy has gone unchallenged and unchecked, and I'm here to clamp down on you.
Say
and
good night.
No
say good night.
About this.
You're
done. You're
not going to see any more of my
problems. And I have to command you, and I rebuke you, that you stop this.
Something's leaving me. I think you've done it.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, well, this is JC, and I'm glad that I finally got through to you, that you're not able to keep me from getting through to spread the word, because what you had the other night was unbearable. How dare you let someone smoke marijuana on the air? Don't you know what marijuana does to people?
What does it do? What does it do?
It can cause people to go crazy. They go into a pot rage and murder and rape and kill. You know, how about you know, the 215 and 200? How about the parents of the teenager that smokes the joint for the first time and thinks he can fly and jumps off the Empire State Building or a bridge? How can you stand there and say that they should be legal?
They get squished. That's
how
what happens when you jump off a bridge and get
among
squished.
The most horrible of drugs. It's the devil's weed because it opens your mind to the devil and sucks you right in.
The devil's weed.
What are you talking about?
The devil. Turn your radio. Now, hold it. Now, hold it. Turn your radio off.
All right, there's my radio. So did you know what happened with the Mansons? They were all smoking marijuana. Today's marijuana is worse. It's high potent. It's like crap. It's even worse because it introduces and sucks the teenagers and the people in. And you're sitting here promoting it.
The devil's drug.
That people should go out and try it. How dare you?
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said that they, and the fact that you want people to have more than one wife. Oh, free love.
I didn't promote that either.
And that's what you're all about. And the fact that you mock the new revelation. It's disgusting what you're doing with the airwaves.
What new revelation?
The one that I am receiving from the Lord and the new commandments.
Revelation. Oh, new commandments. Hey, wait a minute. This is really cool. What are the new commandments?
Well, God and I are working on the new commandments in chorus together. We've been working for some time because the people have ignored the Ten Commandments. So we are much closer to keeping the people in mind by giving specific, such as, thou shalt not smoke, thou shalt not fornicate, thou shalt not do drugs, thou shalt not worship the devil, thou shalt not listen to rock and roll music, thou shalt not be a part of the new age,
really?
Thou shalt deny the new world order.
Oh, rock and
these
roll.
Are going to be laid down in the new revelation.
Wait a minute. No rock and roll? Did you say no rock and roll?
The evil rock and roll music that you play with and the music that you play is pounds, the pounding rhythm which pounds the will of the listener into submission every time you go to break. And it's hypnotic and it's demonic. And it talks about getting too excited and I won't go want to hide it. I'm not going to repeat it, but it's horrible because that's about fornication.
There's actually going to be a commandment about rock and roll?
Yes, there already is. I told you in the New Revelation that there will not be rock and roll music.
No more rock and roll.
That's right, because it's of the devil. And the fact that man at the end of the other night who was saying that to deny government, that jackal that hovers over people as they die, that terrible, bitter man, that horrible, that new angel that got struck by lightning, will need to die because he went to the light. Lucifer is in the light.
You mean Daniel Brinkley?
He's an evil man hovering above people's deathbeds, filling their ideas full of new age nonsense and tearing them away. God, those of them rising before they're going to die. I know what your plan is, and that is you made a vow with Satan that you could be on his right hand and tear away as many Christians as you can before the end of those end times. And the fact that you're using talk radio, which is among the most people who listen, are conservative, and you're trying to tear us down.
So you're a torn-down conservative, talking to God, getting new commandments. Is that right?
No, I am here to keep you in check. Destroying the lives of conservative Christians and destroying America. And the fact that you mock the Canadian invasion, don't you know that they'll be coming across in swarms any time now? They've already assimilated.
You know what? You're exactly actually what I needed this morning. I feel so cleansed after your call. My program is over.
You say yes to new revelation.
Wouldn't you like to say good morning, America?
I do not. It's in America.
How about good night? Good night, America.
What's that?
I'll do it for you. Good night, America. Wait a minute. Now, I gotta know, you mean that wasn't you?
No, it was not me. And you know it wasn't me because you set that up in order to discredit me.
I did not.
That the Hail Bob comment.
I did not. Now, wait just one second. He sounded like a slower you all the way.
It was something that, it's the devil's doppelganger, something that he has set up to discredit me because what he was saying about the fact that he's predicting that the Hale Bopp comet is going to be bringing forth some kind of destroyer is wrong because the wrath of the Lord is not coming down from a comet or an asteroid. It is coming down when the sky will open up and impart and that glorious hand of the Lord will come down and smite those who have sinned and offended against him.
Right.
And it's not going to be a comet.
All right.
You know,
that's cool. Look, are you sure this is not your calmer younger brother?
No, this is not. You know, I believe you set that up with the Canadians just so that you could just discredit me and discredit the new revelation against me.
What? Why do you... What about the Canadians? What does it have to do with the Canadians?
You know exactly what it is, and it has to tie in with the fact that what you're doing with Alaska, who has been assimilated by the Canadians already, and that you're going to go up there and you're going to get your orders for what you can do when you can bring back and destroy America. And I'm outraged that you set that up, that you purposely had someone come on and trying to take away. You see, I switched phones. I have a whole new number that you cannot read when I was coming through, and so I called on the other line instead of the West of the Rockies, which is the one I usually call from.
Well, you know what? I think that maybe you do have somebody out there who is your... Close to your brother.
No. Because what he was saying was wrong. He was trying to mix truth with lies and saying that the Hail Bob comet, the wrath of the Lord is not going to come down in comet. It's going to be the hand of God. It's going to come down and smite them and smite you for what you have done. This fornication against my name will not stand, and it was an impostulation.
An impostulation?
Yes, it was wrong of you to do that, and the fact that you're trying to discredit me and tie my name into that comet business, that you went out of your way to fake the photographs so that you could just tie my name to it, this entire conspiracy that you've been brewing.
You know what I'm going to do for you? You know what I'm going to do for you?
What?
I'm going to do something that I promised myself I would never do, but I'm going to do. How would you like to be, for a period of at least 30 minutes,
yes?
How would you like to be a guest on the program?
That would be fine.
I mean, you could express your ideas in a way that you never have previously had enough time to do. You could answer callers' questions. You could, in effect, be a guest.
Fine with me. I'm all the better to spread the new revelation.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
And I will come to you at the top of the hour and get your number and call you back, so we'll pay for the call.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let you be a guest for at least half an hour. And let the audience call in and talk to you.
That's fine by me.
All right, stay right where you are. Why not? It's Friday night. All right, so let's find out if he's really on the line first. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, you certainly are. All right. You've rarely been on this early in the program, and I am now going to give you that for which you have always wished, and that is more of a forum to say what you want to say. You always claim I never give you enough time.
That's correct. You always cut me off, and you subvert my words and turn them against me by calling me the devil's mouthpiece, which I am not.
All right. That's fair enough. Look. Do the wild thing. It's 702-727-1295. Wait a minute, no. I don't want your entire name. We never allow last names on the air. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to call you by a nickname. How about J.C.?
That is fine with me.
J.C., all right, from now on then, you will be known as J.C., the man who, and you know what I want to know?
What?
I want to know why you think that I'm the devil's toe jam, the devil's mouthpiece, why you think then I would forward the ideas of the evil one below.
Well, first of all, you have desecrated the holy ground of talk radio, right-wing talk radio. When I began to see that the movement of talk radio was here to cleanse and clarify America with the greats such as Rush Limbaugh and Pat Robertson, you came along and you...
talk radio.
No, let me talk. You bring forward all these new age ideas and you subvert Christianity by... Well, you say, well, I believe in the Lord and I think this and I think that. And then you bring on all these people who do remote traveling and remote viewing and conjuring and demon worship, and because you bring in the new age, which is which is like the Trojan horse of Satan, that the New Age will come and he will bring you all these great things with crystals and beauty. And what he does is he's slipping it past you, and you're provoking people to go into trances and to astrally travel and to attempt psychic phenomena, which is expressly forbidden by the Lord and by the Lord through me into the new revelation, as he spoke to me and told me that you are bringing about the evil, foul desecration of America's nighttime people, because there are people who, what you do is you get them and they're late at night and they leave their radios on after listening to maybe G. Gordon Liddy or Rush Limbaugh, and then you come along and creep into their subconscious and implant all kinds of evil ideas and about fornication and
fornication. But listen, all that aside, otherwise though, I'm a cool guy.
You're not going to be very cool when you're burning in hell.
Burning.
I tell you that much.
Burning.
All right, look, I promised the audience I always get a chance to talk to you. They never get a chance to talk to you, so I'm going to let the audience talk to you. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC.
Hi, Art. This is Cynthia from San Diego.
Hi, Cynthia.
I'm the wife of Ed, who called earlier and has called you a few times.
Yes.
Yes. Basically, I have more comments and questions for JC.
Yeah, go ahead.
JC, I'm a Christian too, and
how are you?
And I look at Art Show as a great open forum to discuss.
Well, you've obviously been corrupted.
Well, sir, I don't agree with everything that comes on on the air, and
just,
I think
you just agree casually with some of the satanic stuff, and you just casually agree with Satan. Well, you know, I don't agree with everything Satan does. I don't agree with the fact that Satan inhabits the bodies of serial killers and tortures people. But no, you know, some of the things that Satan does is all right. Is that what you're saying?
No,
you can be a sometimes Christian?
No, sir. I cannot apply the same standards to non-Christians as to other Christians.
What's that supposed to mean, non-Christians to other Christians? Either you're Christian or you're not. If you're a non-Christian,
right. you're trying to go to hell. Sir, you're trying to apply standards to art that he may not choose to adhere to.
It doesn't matter. It's like saying I was ignorant of the law. Either you obey the law or not. If you murder and then you say, oh, I did not know the law, that's not my standards. I'm not going to adhere to the law because I feel murder is something that I can be wild and free and give my love and hate freely, and then I can just go and do whatever I want. And since I am not applying to those standards, well, Lord, since you have your standards, I have my standards, and I'm going to do what I want. So it's okay for me to murder. It's okay for me to kill people and rape and pillage and do drugs and rock and roll and whatever else you want to do. And so it's okay because I have a different standard. Well, let me tell you something. You don't have enough respect in your voice to be a Christian. And the fact that you come on here and claim to be a Christian is the fact of why we have so many people who are in the New Age who are claiming Christianity and diverting Christians into the evil New Age.
Let her speak.
Give me that.
JC, let her speak.
All right.
Sir?
Yes.
I consider you to be an embarrassment to Christianity, and the reason why I say that is because as Christians we are to follow Christ, and Christ never went around slamming people, tossing them into the ground, telling them they were going to burn in hell.
That should be enough. In fact, did not Christ say that to his apostles at one time?
Christ went around. He had great respect for people.
Well, have you ever received the revelation from Christ? Have you ever received the revelation from the Lord? What's that?
Christ never went around telling people that they were going to burn in hell. Now, he would confront people on one-on-one as he came across them. Mm-hmm. And you know, such as the woman at the well. I mean, if there was ever a woman who had done a lot of wrong things in her life, it was her.
So. All right, JC, there you go. See, she kind of made a good point there. She said Christ himself never went around doing what you're doing, saying people are going to burn in hell.
Well, I am charged with God's work. Someone's got to clean up this mess.
You think you're above God, don't you?
No, I'm very close with God.
Uh-huh. First time caller line, you're on the air with JC.
Good morning, Art. Good morning, JC. I'm Charlie. I'm calling from Medford, Oregon, and I've heard you call in and give Art a ration of hell a number of times.
It's not hell. That's the fire of the Lord.
Well, number one, I think Art is very level-headed. I enjoy his programs immensely, and
yeah, sure
I might be one of those New Age people you talk about, but I'm 47 years old. I'm from the rock and roll era. Not a doggone thing wrong with me.
Yeah, except he probably spoke through. Well, there's nothing wrong with me. Oh, no, I listen to rock and roll. There's nothing wrong with me.
Hold it.
That's the fucking
you
moron.
You get all excited, your voice raises, you start talking at warp 8 where your mind's only doing sub-light speed. Doggone bit of good. You need to mellow out, man.
No, you're the one who has the problem.
No, you
you're
need
the
to
one
mellow
who
out.
Made it listen to rock and roll.
You are so warped mentally, I don't think there's a psychiatrist in the United States.
I don't know. I'm not warped mentally. I am on the level with the Lord. You might be on the level with the New Age and the rock and roll generation, but you're nothing. You're nothing but
you are
like a New Ager.
Wait a minute. What is the matter? Hold it, everybody. What is the matter with rock and roll?
Not a damn thing. Elvis Presley, all the power to him in the world.
What you said, there's the power of the world that you're saying is in rock and roll. In fact, in rock and roll music, it pounds the will of the listener into submission, subverting them with horrible lyrics, such as...
You are a sick puppy, J.C. You need to be taken out behind the barn like a sick animal and be put out of your misery, man.
No, I think...
I think there's a lot of people out there...
You need to be put out of your misery, and you will be put into misery is what you're going to have, because you're going to be burning in hell.
We laugh and get a good laugh out of it. I have an idea of a lot of people out there listening to you right now, and they're just rolling on the floor, holding their guts, and got tears coming out of their eyes, or laughing so hard.
All right. Let them ask. J.C., ask your question.
Are you, sir, you sound like a homosexual. Are you a homosexual?
Oh, J.C.
Hey, come on now. Where the hell do you get an idea like that?
Well, I don't know. You can always tell.
I am a happily married man. I love my wife very much. We're both night shift workers and day sleepers. I'm on my night off right
now. Day sleepers. We never teach during the day.
Try to call
that's the devil's undead.
Oh, J.C., you ought to apologize for this one.
J.C., you're a sick puppy. You need to be taken out behind the barn like a sick animal.
He's the one who should apologize. He's saying I should be killed like some kind of sick animal.
You didn't call Art again and give him any kind of hate and discontent at all.
I have no hate. I have love. I am trying to save America from the clutches of the devil.
You're a one-man losing campaign. You are not personally in touch with God. You're not in person in touch with anybody.
Well,
you're totally out of touch with the reality of the here and now. You're still living in the dinosaur age under a rock like a piece of lichen or a piece of moss. You need to get with it, man, or get out of the program.
All right, well, we'll hold it there. There you have it, J.C. I just don't see how you can accuse over the phone. You have no way of knowing what this man's sexual life is, and how can you accuse him of that, you, a man supposedly of God?
Well, there's lots of evil in the world, and the fact that he was coming off saying he loves the New Age, usually that's a sign.
Of what?
Of evil and demons. Corruption. and hate for the Lord.
Hate for the Lord. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with J.C. Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy in Anchorage.
Hi, Cindy. Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
All right, he's got something against Alaskans, Cindy.
Well, that's true, because you've been corrupted already by the Canadian forces coveting America. You were a part of Russia for once in the first place, and the fact that they probably have generational subversion going on is not
where,
all
where
that
are you
far
getting
off
all your information?
What's that?
Where are you getting your information?
I have my sources.
You have your sources.
Namely, well, my primary goal is the Lord.
Excuse me, the comment that I have for you is there are a lot of Christians out here that are
not
sitting
enough
and listening to you,
obviously,
and you are making our job that God wants us to do a whole lot harder, because you're making Christians, and you're lumping all Christians together as, and I know I'm speaking for a lot of Christians out there, you're making us all sound like fanatic freaks. That's why people don't listen to
us. If you have a strong point of view anymore, you're a fanatic freak. If you know clean cut what's right and what's wrong, they call you sick. That's what's wrong with today's world. Evil is accepted in our
faith. But when you approach it the way that you do, who is going to listen? There is no love in your heart when you're trying to get the message.
No, there is love in my heart. I am
okay, what about your actions? Your actions should speak louder than your words. People should see Jesus in your heart without you even having to say anything.
No one is listening anymore. Everyone has turned away. They turned a deaf ear and a blind eye to
the way you're talking to people.
I'm trying to correct a mistake.
Well, I tell you, as far as Art's show goes, I don't agree with a lot of the things, the guests that come on and they say things, but if there are no no other voices out there, how are people going to know?
What are you talking about? There's no other voices out
there. Listen, how are people going to know?
There
what's
is
out there?
Another voice.
Are you going? Are you going to? You want people to be ignorant about what is out there?
No, you don't need to learn about these kinds of psychic
listen,
phenomena.
You are in.
If you want to
learn
information,
you are in dark.
There's a really great book that I know, and in fact, it's been in print for a real long time. It's called the Bible.
I
and
know
it's got
the Bible.
Plenty of information.
I am a Christian. I am not a religious person. I have a relationship
you have
with
what?
The Lord.
What did you say?
I said I am not a religious person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a relationship with him.
With who?
Jesus.
With Jesus, but you're not religious. Hmm, well. Okay.
No, religious and religion is something you do every day, like I religiously brush my teeth. Or I religiously
do it.
You need to have a relationship with Jesus.
What are you talking about? I do have a relationship. I have been imparted with the new revelation. Don't you understand that I am receptor of the new commandments, and that through me, God and I are working in close harmony to save America?
God works through lots of different people.
No, not very many.
Not just you.
He does not work through you, obviously, because you're just in denial. But you love art, and everything he can do is fine, and the more he can
do for
Christian Americans, fine with me. What's that?
I didn't say that. Well, you aren't even listening. See, you don't even listen.
Yes, I am listening to you.
No, I do not agree with all of the guests that come on, but the way that you approach Christianity and trying to spread the gospel
mm-hmm.
is with anger.
Oh, see, all right, so thank you, man. So what they're saying to you, JC, is that you're harming Christianity. You're harming it.
Well,
I thought this ought to get through to you.
What I am hearing is the fact of these people who have been infested by the devil, screams of agony against my righteous might. That's all I'm hearing.
How are you empowered to know they're infested by the devil?
Because I can tell. I know when someone's infested and when someone's corrupted.
And so you could tell that lady was infested by the devil?
Because I am on a constant pipeline with the Lord, and he's imparted to know me.
The Lord, all right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC. Hello.
Yeah, this is Mike in Dubuque, Iowa.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Art, I love your show. DJ? Or
JC.
JC, get it right.
He's so backwards, I figured he wouldn't know the difference.
See how you just come on and insult me?
I have two questions.
I am a person, too, and I do not need to be insulted immediately by your phone call.
I have two questions for you. The first one is, I'm curious as to what your definition of hell is.
Hell? Hell is the absence of the Lord. Hell is the gnashing of teeth and the wringing of hands. Hell is the flames and the fires and the worms that will work their way through your flesh as you live, as the devil pulls your skin off and dips you into boiling oil and torments you and laughs in your face and spits in your face as he says, you were a fool. I turned you away. God put his hand up. God gave his only son to the world.
I get the point.
Well, no, you don't.
No, listen, I do, because if you read in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
the only thing it says about hell is just merely the absence of God. It doesn't say anything about burning.
It's punishment, my friend.
Punishment, yeah.
Punishment
being the absence of God.
Well, you know what?
My other question.
Obviously, you're more comfortable thinking that, well, I'll just be without God. Isn't that enough of a punishment? Isn't that enough? But you go ahead and just, I'm all right. Hell is just going to be no God. No God to be there to interrupt me if I want to go and do.
All right, well, brother, you wanted a definition of hell. He sure gave it to you.
Yeah, okay. My other question was, do you believe in the seven deadly sins?
Seven deadly sins? Well, there's more than seven.
Well,
I believe
do you
in
believe in these seven that are given in the Bible?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I believe in the Bible. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it.
Okay. One of the seven deadly sins is wrath, which you obviously are a sinner.
No,
how can you be
no,
that close to
friend.
God?
I am not filled with wrath.
I am filled
with the fury of the Lord.
No.
I am charged, my friend. I have a spiritual charge because I'm not complacent, because I will not sit back as the legions of Satan march across the face of America. That makes me wrathful.
You are a sinner. God is a loving God.
So
he is not filled with hate.
JC, he's saying you're a sinner.
No, I'm not. Yes, a sinner. I'm
You're a wrathful, hateful person, J.C. That makes you a sinner.
Yes, I am a sinner. I admit sin, and I go to the Lord to redeem myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as you should.
Okay.
But obviously you're not redeemed.
So
right?
Obviously, since you do not admit yourself as a sinner, you cannot be redeemed in the eyes of God. So you are going to hell before I do.
I have
by the definition in the Bible. That you
paid my dues.
J.C., you better think about it. He's saying you're going to the place you described, the worms, the burning of the flesh, J.C. That's
going
to be you.
I already know I have a place on the right hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I will be there by his side as all of you are cast down into the pit. And I might just do you a favor of spitting on you when you beg for some water, but I am not going to be down there in the burning pit of hell with the boiling oil and the beast. Do you understand there will be all manner of horrible beasts?
Well, yeah, I understand that. You're at the bottom of the hour, so you gotta go. And
thank you.
Thank you that this half an hour is over. I love your show, Art. I'll call you back later.
All right, sir. Well, we may continue. We may continue for a period. J.C., you want to do more?
I will definitely do more.
Hold on. We'll be right back. Burning up. Do you hear that, J.C.? Burning up.
I hear it.
Yeah, and it's not the kind of burning you're talking about. And, J.C., while we're on the subject, you know, what in the world is wrong with sex?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Tell me.
It is corrupt and dirty and vile.
Is it?
That's correct.
My mama told me it was beautiful.
Beautiful. There's nothing beautiful about it.
There's nothing beautiful about a man and a woman doing the natural thing, J.C.?
It's unnatural.
Unnatural.
Unless you are in the specific act of creating children, new souls, the sexual act is a perversion of frenzy.
Unbelievable. You mean to say the normal act, even if not in the process of creation between man and woman, is a bad thing?
Horrible.
Horrible? And the people who do it go to burn?
That's correct. If you're not doing it with the specific intent to honor God's decree to be fruitful and multiply, if you're doing it for the devil, then you're getting into a frenzy of sexual.
Doing it for the devil? Doing it for the devil? You mean just when man and woman love each other, get together, an intimate sexual act, that's bad?
If it's not. Like I said, I have to keep repeating myself.
No, you don't. I got it. First time caller line, you're on the air with J.C. Hello.
Art and J.C., good morning and peace to both of you.
Peace.
Thank you.
Hey, J.C., would you take a little advice from a brother Christian?
Well, hallelujah that you're a Christian.
This is David in Los Angeles.
Hallelujah, David.
And first of all, I might just interject that this is a really bad Ross Perot impersonation.
Excuse me?
Either it's a bad Ross Perot impersonation
or
it really is Ross,
and
he did something to do after
in the
election.
Fact that he was attempting to degrade George Bush's victory.
Well, his character voice drops from time to time, J.C. You really need to work on that. Anyway, I believe that J.C. knows about as much as about Christianity as Bob Dole probably knows about the price of milk, you know? J.C.? Little advice for you. You're going to win more souls to the Lord with honey than you will a gun. You're not going to win friends for God by being coarse.
I have no problem with guns.
And I know this is probably an act and a big sham, but I just want to let you know that a lot of people listen to the radio and are influenced by what you say.
I don't take kindly to your words of accusing my faith of being nothing more than a sham. I am not some dime-a-minute preacher on television trying to get rich so I can have a limousine and a whore. No, sir, I've been working for the Lord my entire life. My father raised me in the Bible's way and conditioned my soul and my spirit to work for the anointing of the Lord. And for you to accuse me of being like one of those horrible preachers.
Brother.
You know what I think? I think you've got gold faucets, J.C. Gold faucets.
Gold faucets.
And an amusement park with a water slide for God. Let no evil talk come out of your mouth, but only such as in good for edifying as fits the occasion that it may impart grace to those.
Don't quote me.
I'm not quoting you, I'm quoting God, and obviously there's quite a difference between the two.
Well, he may be a little confused about that.
I'm starting to believe that. He's confused about his Ross Perot impersonation, he's confused about God. J.C., please, pray, get into the Spirit, and really consider deeply what you're doing. I know it's fun to be on the radio and do a character voice on one of the greatest radio shows.
I'm not having a good time. I am I'm sick of hearing this. These people who are destroying America, and the fact that you would quote the Bible against the man of the Lord.
You know, JC.
You are. Well, and I didn't want to hear you. I rebuke you. I bind you. Because you are for me.
All right, well, I give up.
Away with you, demon. And I bind you from doing more harm in the Lord's name. I rebuke you.
That's what
and
Captain
you
spell.
And the demons and the fact that you claim
you are
Christian.
You are Christian. You are Christian. Now you're casting a spell, JC.
I know.
You know.
The Lord has the power to bind.
Oh, all right. Wild card line, you're on the air with JC.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Yes, I was on the other night. I'm a part of a bunch of international prophets from all over the world.
Oh, you're a prophet?
Pardon me?
You're a prophet?
Yes.
All right, hear that? JC is a prophet.
And I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I believe that Jesus has come in the flesh as the Son of God, and we deeply love him with all our hearts. And Art, I
should
have to say, I was on the show the other night when you asked me about if I believed in the end times. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Okay, that's me, okay?
All right.
I travel all over the nation. I preach in all kinds of churches, Pentecostal churches. I preach in...
All right, so what is your point? What is your point for JC here?
Okay, JC, one of the things that we are getting together on right now is that when we speak, we don't speak just to preach.
Yeah.
We speak with the heart breaking for Jesus. We speak where his heart is breaking for the world. And like the brother said before, we want to win the world with honey. Now, when the very heavy things are needed, we believe that God's power will convict the sinner to such a degree to where they will feel deeply, deeply, they will feel the power of God come upon them.
Preach on, brother.
Because
yes, they're saying you're not honey, though, JC.
Listen, JC, I hear what you're saying. I know that you know, out of your heart, I've met a lot of people like you as I travel. And I, like I said, I speak at a lot of places. Even internationally, we are preparing to launch tremendous things all over the world. But one of the things we're teaching is that until people know God's heart, they can't fully obey him. Until they know
I'm in
his love.
Does that say anything?
Listen what I'm saying. Because the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophets, okay? Until they know the heart of God, God won't release the power. Until we know the deep love of God for this world that is so hurting.
Preach on, brother.
But listen,
I agree. That's
until
the,
they know
true.
It.
All right, well, all right. So there, he's just, that sounds like you two pretty much agree. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC.
Yes, this is Lloyd in Nebraska.
Nebraska, yes.
Yeah, I'm curious. JC, where are you from? What state?
I am in California currently.
Okay, I was curious. I didn't think I'd heard any mention of it.
Well, I didn't come from here to begin
with. I am going through some of the things that I hear and feel that you're experiencing. Regarding the government and people understanding me.
I trust the government. I don't distrust our government.
Okay, my question to you is, do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
In the Bible it says that lasciviousness is a sin. Is that right?
Oh, you're going to double talk me.
No. It's something that the Lord showed me.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sinning by driving.
Go down the path with him, JC.
I'm not saying you're sinning.
Whatever.
I'm
all right,
not
go ahead, me. Whatever. You're going to make some point that I'm a sinner. So.
No. All I'm saying is I have discovered that there's at least two of me. One
two.
Created by God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
The other is created by the state.
Oh.
Are you with me?
What are you talking about, created by the state?
You have a birth certificate,
like anti-government
rhetoric. No. Do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who created that birth certificate?
Well,
ultimately the Lord did, because he created everything. So if you're going to try and tell me that I should hate the government because I have a Social Security number, and that I should be going to a revolution to start blowing up buildings, well, I don't think so, my friend. I love our government, and the fact that the New World Order is attempting to make us hate our government so that we'll accept their help when the time comes, so that, well, you don't like what they're doing, your government's lied to you, your government's experimented on you with chemicals and radiation, so why don't you just come and be a part of our big world, love, new order, and enjoy, embrace the new age, leave your Christian American heritage to the past, burn your constitution, give up your guns, and just join the new world order. No, I do not feel the fact that I have a birth certificate or a driver's license or pay my taxes or love the state that I live in or love America, that I am in any way a sinner, and that you would imply loving America, hating those who hate America, is a sin. You disgust me, and your type disgust me. And I do not think that it is.
Are you sorry you said anything at all, sir?
This is almost hilarious.
Almost.
Almost. Okay. What? One more question.
Really? Brave soul. Go ahead.
What is your definition of humbling?
Humbling.
Yeah, we're commanded to humble ourselves.
I can barely understand.
Humbling, down on your knees.
My definition is to get before the Lord and look up at him with your heart open and your hands together and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I have broken your commandments. I have rebuked and turned against your ways. I have adopted the ways of the world.
You know what I want to know? Wait a minute. All right, let me stop you right there. I want to know what sins you've committed, J.C.
None. They've all been wiped away. Wiped clean.
Wiped clean. The slate has been wiped clean.
No any sin.
So you did sin?
No, I did not.
You did not sin? I thought you just said you were a sinner.
No. In the eyes of the Lord, I am as pure as the mountain snow.
Ooh, are you now? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. You're on the air with Mr. Pure, J.C. Hello.
Hello?
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 Yes,
hello?
You're on the air.
Hi. I need to speak with J.C.
Yep. Go ahead.
All right, are you listening, J.C.? You know who this is?
Well, with my interest.
And I have a word for you.
What?
Okay? Son, come home. You are embarrassing me. Do you understand?
What?
You are the poorest excuse of a demon that I've ever put on God's good earth. Come home.
What?
Now.
What are you talking about? What is this?
Get out there and come home.
Come
home.
What are
you embarrassing
talking
me? Okay? I am losing more followers as you speak. Do you understand that?
What?
Okay?
You're not making any...
I understand.
This is one of the demons.
This I command. Go home.
Oh, you
are
beat.
No. You do not understand.
You were beat.
No, you.
Call us toll free at 1-800-618-8255.
How dare you use that word? How dare you?
Well, I took it out. Jason, show you what kind of nice guy I am. Took it out. I took it out. Well, you heard it. They didn't. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with J.C.
Yeah. Lee from San Antonio.
San Antonio. Lee, you're going to have to speak up real loud.
That's a little close to Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah. My friend, have you read Luke?
I read the entire Bible.
I don't need
you quoting Bible at me.
All right, he just wants to know if you've read Luke, that's all.
No. You need to be more interested in chapter 6, verse 37.
In what?
Luke, chapter 6, verse 37.
He's quoting at you there, J.C.
I don't need him to.
Judge not, and ye shall not be judged.
Oh, yeah, how about
condemn
that, J.C.?
Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned.
How about that, J.C.?
Oh, well.
I think
that goes for those who are not anointed by the new revelation. You see, I am working in close proximity with the Lord. God and I have decided. He came to me when he wanted to create the new revelation.
He doesn't seem
to understand the fact that I am anointed. And I am close enough to Jesus to judge you.
Ooh.
Oh, is that right?
Ooh.
You better believe it, because when the time comes and I'm handing down your punishment, you're going to be mighty surprised.
Well, it's the worms again, and the skin being pulled off you, and
the worms.
How about this? Luke 6:36. Be ye merciful, as your Father is merciful. Alright.
I don't love the short, though.
Thank you. You don't have any response to that, huh? That the Bible stuff stops you cold, huh?
I don't need sinners to quote the Bible to me.
Sinners. All right, West of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC.
Yeah, is this JC?
Turn your radio off, sir.
Okay, just a second.
Turn that radio off.
This is Charlie Liberal for the last hour. Who do you think it is?
Is this JC?
Now, listeners are stupid on top of it.
I called you stupid, sir.
Okay. I've got a question. You seem like a well-read man in the Bible. I go to church quite often, but I find myself incredibly attracted to my preacher. So what should I do? That makes me homosexual,
right? Oh, no, JC, pause. Be silent for a moment so you might hear. This man goes to church a lot. He finds himself attracted to his preacher. Is that what you said, caller?
Yes.
Oh, you what? You're attracted to your preacher.
Yeah.
Of all the properties, is your preacher a man or a woman?
He's a man and I'm a man, and I have these horrible attractions and get sexually aroused. I'm not sure what I should do.
What should we do? Should we have a party for you? Your big coming out party on the Art Mail Show. I love my preacher. I can't help but look at my preacher and lust for his body.
I think he does.
Getting in touch with your feminine side, aren't you?
He said you're getting in touch with your feminine side, JC.
No, I'm a man. God created me entire 100% man.
First time callers, area 702-727-1222.
You get yourself some help.
JC, don't get carried away. I can't let you use phrases like that either. First time caller line, you're on the air with JC.
Wait a minute.
Don't go backtracking or I'll have to hit the thing again. That's all right. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, all right. This is Bishop Adam. I am the bishop of a very large Christian congregation. I am taking an immense amount of issue with this man who pretends to be a Christian.
All right, Bishop, why?
I would like to have, if with Art's permission, just a little debate with this.
All right, JC, you better listen. This guy's a bishop. Go ahead.
A bishop. Of what? But you haven't told me what faith.
I am the bishop of a congregation of worldwide 100,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And my name is Bishop Adam, and this is the Rainbow Church of Eden.
What the hell? Rainbow Church of Eden.
Yes, we are.
Are you based out of San Francisco? Are you a friend?
No, I'm from back east.
Church of Eden. Well,
yes.
Hallelujah. You know what? I think I'm just gonna quit going to my Baptist church and just join up with the Rainbow Church of Eden because you're the bishop of 100 people.
Yes, please. We would enjoy your discussion.
We are dedicated
to the true Christian way, as spoken in the Essene Gospel of Peace, translated as one of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Tell us about what
the Dead Sea Scrolls are. The worst hoax in the world.
The real Jesus is not as
by the evil, mind you.
Please
who are
have
over
respect.
In the Mideast who are attempting to destroy Christianity.
Please have respect for a bishop and let me speak. We are dedicated to the restoration of innocence in Eden, as it was in the beginning.
That all goes back to the fault of Eve. If she hadn't have done the thing with the apple, then we wouldn't be here right now.
That is sexism.
Sounds like you've been drugged down, too.
And
you want to return to Eden so you can partake of the apple some more, I guess.
No. Well, this is the innocence. You see, the trouble began when people began wearing clothing.
God's way is
purity, a childlike innocence and purity. And he did not mean for man to wear clothing.
Do you hear that, JC? People shouldn't wear clothing.
Tell me this. Is the human body beautiful or is it bad?
It's a repulsive thing.
Okay, so a repulsive thing? That doesn't make sense.
What? What do you mean the human body's a repulsive thing, Jason? What do you mean?
The naked human body is disgusting. You must keep it covered. Our sexual parts show in the lust that would be generated by a naked society would drive this world into a hedonistic orgy of evil.
Hedonistic orgy of evil. All right, JC, we're out of time. I've given you your hour, your hour in the sun.
One more thing.
One last thing.
That you are all deluded by the devil. He has covered your eyes and clouded them in a mask of evil and distortion, and that you better get God and Jesus in your life or you're gonna burn. Simple as that.
See you later, JC. Bye. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Willie Nelson. Good morning.
Yes, it would figure that you would have on your program a dope-smoking, tax-dodging, government-hating hippie. That would figure for you one who has murdered not 39, but now 43 people who you sent to their dooms by watching a comet.
So, Willie, this is a fellow named J.C. He features himself to be a preacher.
Country and Western, but you give it a bad name. Well, how about someone like Hank Williams, who sings good songs about the heartland?
This is J.C. features himself to be a preacher, Willie.
He's doing great.
I'm administered the new revelation from the Lord, and you are against the Lord's work, just like the gentleman who told the gentleman with the T-shirt that he has to take that off, that he was causing disruption among those who were there to follow the true faith, and that Art Bell,
Willie, he thinks I'm the Antichrist.
You've murdered. Your body count's piling up. You can't say that you're...
He's talking about the Heaven's Gate suicides.
You're trying to dodge
blaming that on me.
Oh, you're trying to dodge that.
You know, I didn't know whether you did it or not, Art.
It revealed that you were at the...
JC?
What do you
JC,
want?
JC, you left your motor running.
Yeah.
No.
Be calm, JC.
Yeah, I am calm.
No, you're not. You're never calm.
Well, yes, I am. Are you trying to say that I have a problem? No, I don't. I have a problem with the fact that you bring on subversives onto your program who are trying to say that the government...
Subversives? All right, J.C., enough for now.
Are you holding your nose while you're talking?
I've often wondered about that myself, Willie. Mercifully, he seems to be gone. But he'd just go on and on if I let him. Are you a proud subversive, Willie?
Am I a proud subversive?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's the way I feel about it, too. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hello? Yes. I want to say that you should not be on television spreading your horrible corruption.
Oh. Well, look, first of all, I know who you are, and you know that I know who you are. Turn your radio off.
Oh, wait, all right, hold on.
Even you have got to turn off your radio. Those are the rules. And
all right, well, quit bossing me around and let me get my word in edgewise.
All right. Let me hear what you can do edgewise.
Well, first of all, I just want to say this whole thing about pet foods, it's so what? I mean, it's just meat, and if you're going to throw it in there in the stew, they're just dumb animals anyway, and especially those evil, filthy cats, they would be cannibalizing humans if they could get their tiger paws on this. If you ever see what happens in the wild, especially with that berserker tiger that killed that trainer in front of all those people. You know, that they're filthy, vicious, devil animals, and you, they're perfect for you and your show, but as far as I'm concerned, they could melt them all down, and I don't really care.
Did you say evil, filthy cats?
That's true.
That's the most disgusting thing I've heard from you yet. I mean, this really tops it all.
Well, of course, they're your familiars. They're used in witchcraft, and what they do is they go out and they entrance people.
Oh, so now you're saying that cats are evil, is that right?
Well, inherently, that's correct. Hello?
Meow.
All right, now listen. And another thing is about this adultery, that horrible hussy slut going around defaming our military should not get out of this, should not be able to wiggle out of this her little ways. You know, she should be tried the way a man is tried and punished like a man. If she wants to play like a man, if she can't take it, then she should be, you know, it's just another sign of how they're infiltrating and demoralizing our American military.
Well, what do you say about a man who gets away with it?
What's that?
I said, what do you say about a man who gets away with it?
Gets away with what?
Gets away with adultery and the good old boys club.
This is burning hell. This is how the whole new world order. What this is all about is breaking down our military with immoral, evil people.
Well, at least you're consistent there.
Well, she.
I finally found something I can give you points for. But if you don't like cats, I don't know about you at all.
Well, I don't like them. They're filthy animals. You know what? Whenever they come around my yard, I shoot my air gun at them, and I've hit a couple. And
you shoot cats?
They go squalling out of there about a million miles an hour. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Praise the Lord and pass the pellets, huh?
Well, when they're the devil's animals, it's okay to eviscerate and destroy them.
The devil's animals.
And you and your guests have just been more subversive. And you're getting crazier than I've even thought that you could be.
You really do love me, don't you?
Well, as far as all your deals of diseases being made up by the government and loosed upon the population, that's just idiotic.
You embrace every word I say. You hang on every phrase, don't you?
They take away our guns so they can send us in like this, like it happened in Tiananmen Square, and they can roll over us with the tanks and just destroy us, and you're just helping facilitate that.
Anybody who shoots cats with a pellet gun ought to have the gun taken away.
No. You see, you're the one who's behind the defamation of our politicians by saying that they're corrupt and crooked and evil. How can you say that about them?
They are. I know.
Our government is a beautiful thing, and people like you and Tim McVeigh who want to tear down our government you should not be on the airwaves.
Now you're putting me in the same class as Timothy McVeigh.
You have murdered before 39 people out chasing a comet. I'd say that's a pretty high body count.
I murdered them?
That's right.
I murdered those people?
Yes, you did.
Oh, really?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you might as well have been there and pulled the trigger on each one of those.
Is that so? JC, I'm curious. If I were to tell you to walk off a pier, would you do it?
I would not, because I do not take commands from Satan.
Uh-huh.
Walk off a pier, JC.
I don't think so.
Go on, take a long walk off a very short pier, JC.
Your worship of Satan is so apparent here.
I love
using his voice.
I love you, JC.
Satan, and
I love your voice.
And that
I love everything you say.
As far as I'm concerned, the city councilwoman should not be looking into UFOs. She should be trying to balance the budget instead of playing around with spaceships.
You're cool.
You know what? You've seen too much Star Trek.
You're my kind of guy.
You've seen way too much Star Trek, and you're probably smoking reefer, and you're out of your mind with all this craziness, and you're just really going over the edge.
Over the edge.
You just can't seem to contain yourself anymore.
I can't. I'm uncontained, JC.
What? I just want to know why you won't talk straight conversation with me.
Because you don't do it.
Yes, I do. I'm bringing forth the new revelation from the Lord is anointed onto my forehead through my voice into the airwaves. I'm trying to save a nation, and you're just trying to tear it down.
All right, JC, that's it for tonight. It was lovely hearing from you once again.
Good night.
That's JC.
He's your on the air. Hello.
Hello? Is this our
bill? Oh, my.
I finally got through. You cannot hold back the righteous might of the new revelation, not after what you perpetrated, you filthy beast. How dare you rebuke the word of the Lord? How dare you glorify a rebel and the devil the way you did? I am so disgusted by you and what you have done to the airways of America. The fact that you sit there and blatantly worship and love the devil, it's disgusting.
I don't worship the devil.
Yeah, well, at least she has the tenacity of honesty to come forward and show me her face as the enemy of the Lord. At least she can do that and not claim to be a remote viewer or a Native American.
Wait a minute. She claimed to worship the devil, not me.
Well, you just because you are a coward, you will not admit the fact that you worship the Satan.
No, I don't.
And the fact that this whole stock market crash was orchestrated by the Canadian invasion, and the fact that we have that evil man from China in there. Don't you remember what happened at Tiananmen Square where they rolled over all those poor troops in the middle of the Tiananmen Square and killed them and shot them down with tanks and guns? Do we really want that in America?
That was Tiananmen Square. Tiananmen Square.
It's all the same to me. Doesn't matter. We got some policy. Look at Waco. It's the same damn thing. And you and all the Satanists and the New Agers out there and all you blacks and resist the righteous might of the New Revelation will crush you there and it'll put you.
You know what? You know what? I'm actually glad. I'm glad to hear you're still alive. I was actually concerned for you.
I have been trying to get through, and you, who have made the attempt upon my life, would not allow me to get through.
Now, wait a minute. That's entirely new. What do you mean I made an attempt on your life?
My brakes on my truck were cut, and I checked them not too long before I went out. And when I took them to the mechanic, he said that they were not cut. He said that I was just simply out of fluid, but I know what happened. They were cut, and he was working with them inside the conspiracy, and he reattached it before I could get the chance to prove that there was an attempt made upon my life by the New World Order and the famous and the Canadian invasion. The fact that, and speaking of the Canadians, the fact that there is no Canadian aggression, you mock me by saying that there is no Canadian aggression. Look what they did. They took our fishing boats hostage. It was a prelude to an invasion.
I did not cut your brake lines. I did not cut them.
Yes, you did. I know that it had to have something to do with the New Revelation and the New World bankers that are trying to stop the New Revelation and the Satanists, because you blatantly, you have the Satanists on there. You have them on there. You have the Native Americans, which is really, they are just Satanists. We should have finished.
Why do you call yourself J.C.?
It's time for a purge.
I want to know why. I want to know why. I want to know why you call yourself J.C.
What's that?
Why do you call yourself J.C.?
No, you can't do that. You're not allowed to give your last name on the air. You know you're not allowed to give the last name on the air.
Well,
let's modify that. Your name is Jonathan Christian, which is your middle name, right?
Correct.
All right, now we know why you call yourself JC, but don't you think that's a little presumptuous?
I can't even get a word in edgewise. Why don't you get a word in edgewise?
You can't get a word in edgewise.
It's time for purge, Art. It's time for a purge.
A purge of what?
Purge of the Satanists and the devil worshippers and the people in the New World bankers. It's time for purge. It's time to bring back the stake. Yes, I said it. It's time to burn these people. Burn them at the stake and get them out of our sight. Because
you'll never get beyond the stake. Never.
It's time for the righteous love of the Lord.
You will never get beyond the stake.
It's time to fire the ovens for the queens and the queers and the reds and the Jews. All of them have to go.
Oh, man. Now, wait a minute. You want to repeat that one?
I said it's time to fire the
ovens,
the queens, and the coons, and the reds, and the Satanists, and the Jews, and all those who want to bring America down.
And you claim to be a godly person, and you're ready to burn up homosexuals, you're ready to burn people of different skin colors, you're ready to burn people of different religions.
To clean the face of America, to burn with righteous fire this land.
There's nothing righteous about what you just said. You know what you are? You're nothing but a lousy little bigot hiding behind God as some sort of righteous protection for your lousy views.
Wrong. See, look at you. You glorify Satan as you denounce the new revelation.
You know what I think? I think
you sound just like Satan.
No, I don't. I have the love of the Lord.
Love of the Lord, my butt.
Who want to destroy.
Love of the Lord, my butt. You've got love of the Lord. Do you want to burn people? Anybody different than you want to burn them up, huh?
Those who denounce and renounce the word of the new revelation, who stand against me, you will go to hell.
It's people like you who give God a bad name.
Wrong. It's people like you who give America a bad name. What right do you have to put Satanists on the air, or remote controllers and remote viewers? I have been trying for months to get through.
Hey, you know what? That Satanist that I had on the air, you know what? She sounds like a kitten compared to you.
Wrong. She's a cougar cat demon witch, but at least she has the tenacity to come forward and show her face as my enemy.
Well, I thought she was rather blatantly honest. Now, I certainly don't agree with her, but I certainly don't agree with you. And you know what? I'm so shocked at what you said tonight. To me, you sound like Satan yourself.
No, I am not the Satan. I want to purge and clean America.
Purge and clean America. Is your middle name, are you J.C. Adolf?
Who's that?
Adolf? Adolf Hitler?
Who?
You sound like Adolf Hitler.
Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler.
Oh.
Hitler. Get the ovens ready. Burn anybody who's any different.
I'm talking about the stake,
the stake. We must return to the stake and burn the witches and the heretics, those who spit in the face of the new revelation. People like you, who want to destroy America. You don't understand what it's like on the front lines of this war.
All right, well, that's enough. Now, I was going to say it was good to hear that J.C. was still alive. But I don't know, after this little display tonight, I really am shocked. Now, maybe he just got himself too worked up, but I thought the real J.C. slipped through there for a moment. What did he say he was going to... He wanted to burn the blacks, the homosexuals, the Jews, me, and a bunch of others. Anybody, oh my. Oh my. All this godly preaching that J.C. has given me over the months and now the, even the years, and he wants to burn anybody that he considers ungodly or doesn't agree with him? Praise the Lord. That's the ammunition.
J.C. is a very special person. We haven't heard from him in... Oh, it's been at least a year, maybe more. Here's J.C. if he waited.
Yes, I'm still here. I am not going to give up.
All right.
Defeated by you. First of all,
J.C., I want you to do something for me. Look down at your hand right now.
What about my
hand?
Can
you see your hand?
Yes, I see my hand.
Yeah? Can you see your knuckles?
My knuckles are... Yes, I see them.
Are they bleeding?
What do you mean, are they bleeding? Well,
are they bleeding?
They have in the past because I've had to smash my phone and my radio because of what you said. You owe me money for that, too, by the way.
Yeah, I bet I do.
I'm keeping a tally.
Send me a bill.
And I want to get one of those night visions because you've been stalking me and creeping around in my bushes.
Stalking you?
And yes, harassing me, calling my phone at all hours of the morning.
That's an outright lie. You know, I remember you said you thought I was calling you, didn't you?
Someone's been calling me.
Well, it hasn't been me. And I don't know, frankly, who would voluntarily call you at all.
Lots of people because they're looking for guidance.
What
the Lord
kind of
directing them to me? And I want to say how glad I am to finally hear that the CIA is taking care of that Tommy Pinko left-wing liberal homosexual platform, KPFA. I'm so glad that station is going to go off the air. I hate that station. I have been familiar with them for years, and I've heard the dribble coming out of that filthy.
Well, you know, the way you characterize it, J.C., don't you think that's a little extreme? Don't you think that there's a place in America for all kinds of views, radical views?
No, America would...
You really don't. You are the most narrow, myopic-minded... You know, I have to even say
nice
human being...
Say, by the way.
What?
I was being nice to them. I was putting it in nice terms. You don't want to know how I really feel about them.
God, no, I don't. Not on this program. Let me tell you something, J.C. You are exactly the kind of person who would be taken down... First, along with the radio station you referred to, and extreme views of all kinds, they'd take you out and they'd burn you at the stake, J.C.
Oh, stake burning.
Stake burning, yeah.
No, listen to me. America was founded by people like me.
Was it now?
Yes, it was. Conservative Christians who wanted freedom. The freedom of religion means that
freedom for Christianity. Freedom for the right kind of people who had exactly the same kind of views that they had, right? But
yes,
not freedom for anybody else, right?
For me, and
yeah,
people like me.
Yeah, right, but people like you. All right, I'm going to, look, J.C., to prove how full of it you are, I'm going to let my audience ask you some questions, as I did once before.
Well, do you think they could form a sentence that's coherent?
I don't know. We're going to find out. First-time caller line, you're on the air with J.C.
Hi, Art. This is Mark from Spokane, Washington, listening to you on Super Talk 1510 KGA Country.
Yes.
Hey, Gail.
I have kind of a comment about J.C.'s view and women.
Yes.
First of all, the book which he claims to have read, I'll paraphrase, it says for us men to love our significant other. And I won't quote it because I know you don't like that on the air, but it does say that. And in my opinion, J.C., I am a Christian, and
yes.
It does say that we should in other words, not treat them like an inferior species.
Listen. Have you ever heard of tough love? And the thing about it is that we should, by loving
tough
them,
love
by taking
means...
command of their will, we are loving them because they are incapable. It is love that we have.
You're
they are capable of making decisions that are right and moral and just, because they are created as less than man. They are support staff for the man. God had a plan when he created woman. He said, Adam's down there, and he's not a very good cook, and he doesn't know, he's not cleaning up, and he's smelly. He's scaring away all the animals.
Adam's not a good cook.
What?
Adam's not a good cook.
Listen, that's not the process of man to cook. He has to hunt the beast. And if he smells bad hunting the beast with the dirty loincloth or whatever, then he can't get his job done. And so the Lord said, I love him. We can't have two bosses, so let's create one to support Adam. But her will is going to be weaker because she is only a part of him. You see? And so it is our love, through our love, that we take command of the inferior will of a woman, which was led astray by Satan because her will was so weak, Satan was able to fool her.
But that's not true. That is not true.
Yes, it is. It's her fault. It says that. Listen, are you calling God a liar? How dare you?
No, not by any means.
How dare you call God a liar? It's in the book. You want to read the book?
I do.
No, you don't. You're lying. You're calling God a liar. Listen to you.
You know what I'm going to say to you is that you're preaching a condemnation when the...
I don't believe in condoms either. Handing out condoms.
Condemnation.
The worst thing that's ever come. That's giving the okay to fornicate at will.
You misheard me. I said you're preaching condemnation. I mean, meaning hate. You know, and...
You're preaching hate. He said you're preaching hate.
I have love. I am not preaching hate to anyone. Love is not hate, and the right thing is not hate. Listen, we have to do the right thing, and the Lord wants us. You talk to the Lord directly. No, you don't. I have a hotline right to the Lord, and he says to me, he says, J.C., the world is going astray. J.C., you need to put love to America. You need to remind America of the heritage. And he said to me, he said, you've got to get through tonight. He said, you dial till your fingers bleed. And I did. And I dialed and I got through.
I knew it. I knew there was blood on his fingers. All right, caller, thank you.
You're very open-minded for, show. So you have a good night then, Art, and God bless. And I'll keep you and your family situation there in my deepest
prayers.
Yes, please.
Thank you. All right. Wild card line, you're on the air with Jay.
Yeah, I got a question for him.
All right, turn your radio off. That's important.
All right,
by the way, everybody has to do that when they get on the air, so have it nearby so you can.
Okay.
All right, JC's here. Go.
Okay, JC, if women feel inferior, this is the first question. Why would God bring his son through a woman?
Wait till he's finished with the question, JC.
Okay. Next question is, in the lineage of Jesus Christ himself on the women's side, the women... like at the walls of Jericho, that's in Jesus Christ's lineage. That woman there, and she's like ill repute. But you're judging women when God has put them on a pedestal. He doesn't run them down.
Yeah,
He picked the woman. Why didn't he pick a man? He's powerful enough. He could have made a man give birth to the Savior. No, he picked a woman.
Well, look, it'd be mighty hard for a man to give birth.
Well, then why didn't he just materialize?
Well, the caller has a point. The caller said, look, the Lord had a choice. He could have made he could have fixed it up so men were able to bear children. He didn't. He picked a woman to have the Savior.
Listen. That is because
it's without women on this world, we are barbaric. I hate to say it. Anglo-Saxons are
you're white bashing, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you how we've done through history. If you don't like history... and you're stuck, and that's your problem. You're the one preaching hate.
Yeah.
You're the one that wants to destroy what God has created.
Right.
God created marriage.
Yes, he did.
And
between a man and a woman.
You read the New Testament. It talks about being equal, sharing burden together. Man, you just lost it. You're blinded by your own righteousness. You're a self-righteous person.
You're not making
And you're the worst
at all.
You're the ones that hurt true Christianity, J.C. You're the one that's one of the reasons why this world is getting the way it is.
You know what, J.C.? A lot of people have said that, not just that man, that you are destroying Christianity.
Truth hurts. And these people who've been led astray, these are people who probably, you know, they read the horoscope in the morning in the paper and go, oh, well, you know, maybe I better not go to church today because the horoscope says not to. These are people who have taken so much of the worldliness and they mistake the real thing as being hate, so you know.
All right, so really, did you hear my guest, J.C.?
Who? The one you had on tonight?
Dr. Schlein, yeah.
He was, yes, I heard him. This is why I'm so angry, because who is he? He acts like he, you know, I am outraged at what he had.
Even you, JC, you're becoming more feminine by the day.
I am not.
Yes,
I'm all
sure
man.
You sure you are.
God made me man.
All right. Well, east of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC, hello.
Yeah, JC still there?
Yep.
Yeah, I just like to tell him that I'm a professed Christian, and it seems like to me that he's the kind of person that professes to be a Christian that gives all of us other Christians the bad names.
See, I told you, JC, a lot of people say that.
Well, you all sound like a broken record. They say the same thing about Pat Robertson and Pat Buchanan.
No, no.
Yes, they do.
They don't get
yes,
on the radio and sit there and hoot and holler like a wild man.
Oh, because you're not familiar with revival preaching and preaching fire. You're not familiar with it. If you're afraid, turn off your radio. If you can't take the heat, then don't sin, because you're going to go to hell.
Honey draws more flies.
Huh? Don't call me, honey. I ain't your honey. How dare you? I knew that you were something wrong with you.
JC,
what?
Do you really believe that people will burn in hellfire and brimstone and all that? You believe all that?
I'll tell you, there's a very special place for your listeners, Art, and it's vats and huge pits of boiling sewage where the skin will be taken off and they'll be dipped in salt and thrown into the boiling sewage vats. Yes,
God.
It's fire and gnashing of teeth and wringing of hands and all horrible manner of things. Yes, I believe in hell.
A true Christian would be preaching love and forgiveness.
I like the fire better than I did the boiling pits of sewage. God. Wildcard line.
I'm for you.
Yeah. All right, Wildcard line, you're on the air with JC now.
JC, have you ever got back to the book of Isaiah, and I paraphrase when it says, in these days that the women will rule over the men?
That's the final days of Armageddon, and the days when things will be backwards and everything will be wrong. Women are not to be the rulers. See, women, like I'm trying to say.
So you're not really into goddesses, are you?
No. God is a man. God is not a mother.
JC, how about religious freedom? Didn't you know that...
freedom for Christians.
Well, hold it for a second. Hold it for a second. I think you'll find the Muslim world. Have you ever seen the film Not Without My Daughter?
I have not seen that film because I refuse to watch anything dealing with Muslimism.
Well, I think you'll find that the very basis of that film is
Muslims are a bunch of religious nuts, and I don't like them.
You don't believe in freedom of religion for anybody but yourself.
What?
Is that correct?
Listen to me.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm trying to help you, and you're just trying to double-talk me and call me a Muslim. I am not a Muslim.
I think you're being very facetious, all right? But at the same time, if you believe in religious freedom, I mean, you can look at the other half of the world, be they Hindu or Muslim or Shinto or whatever.
What
they believe
say?
What you believe here.
You're not allowed to say that on the air.
He doesn't believe in religious freedom. That's obvious.
I do believe in religious freedom.
Yeah, freedom.
For the true religion.
Freedom.
There's only one.
Yeah, what you mean is freedom to believe as you believe only. Right?
He certainly doesn't believe in extending religious freedom to anybody else.
That's right.
This country was founded on the fact that our founding fathers were trying to get away from all the pagans and the Muslims and the crazies in Europe, and they said freedom of religion, freedom for Christianity to reign supreme.
Well, sir,
see,
you don't know
history very well.
Well, I think this, all right, that I do agree with you, which might surprise you, on the premise that based on roles that God has given women motherhood, and in the scriptures it teaches that the women are to follow the men as the men follow Christ.
Listen, he cursed them with the curse of blood. What they did to Adam.
Well,
see what he did? Eve was weak.
Do you give up calling?
Eve was weak.
Oh, no, not at all.
Her weakness got us in trouble. She said, come on over here, bite the apple. And you know, I want to say another thing. That the rise of femininity has given... And Jerry Falwell pointed out that this Lilith fair is going across the countryside with a bunch of rampaging lesbians.
Well,
they're women lesbians. They're out of control.
If you wouldn't talk so fast, you know, my mind doesn't work quite as fast.
That's because you have an
intuitive
brain, because
you word now,
to Satan's inferiority.
Well, in any case, I'd say that Art, you know, and this, you accuse an Art of saying an apologist for the Soviet Union, I think people find this bizarre because he's been very concerned about the Russian retention of strategic weapons.
All right, hold it right there. We're not going anywhere else with that one. The Soviet Union. First time caller line, you're on the air with J.C.
Hi, Art. This is Paula from Hawaii.
Hi, Paula.
How are you?
Finally, the feminine point of view.
Yeah, remember you called me Kelly Bundy once?
Oh, my God. You have just mentioned one of the most evil programs
ever. Don't worry.
That's one of the funniest.
I have worked against that program.
That is one of the funniest programs ever ever put on
television. That program is so demeaning.
Shut up
for a second. One of the most demeaning programs
ever on
television.
J.C., damn it. Let her say something. She's calling all the way from Hawaii. Let her say something, J.C.
Yeah, I'll send my phone bill to him. He doesn't mind.
Yeah, there you
whatever.
Go.
Anyway, I'm wondering if your guest tomorrow night is going to discuss the rituals that the Illuminati are going to be performing in the Great Pyramids later this month.
Highly doubtful.
Hmm. Okay.
He's a theoretical physicist. Now, do you have any questions for J.C.?
Just let him know. Takes one to know one.
Listen, I have a question for you, woman. Hey, I have a question for you.
Okay, aloha, Art. Love ya. Bye.
I'm serving your
wait a minute. She's gone. Too bad.
Because she couldn't take the heat. She couldn't take my righteous morality.
Yeah. Wild card line, you're on the air with the righteous moral J.C.
I've only got one quick little comment, and that's for J.C. Actually, it's tea for you.
You've been drinking.
For your pleasure. Remember Liberal Charlie?
He's on a cellular phone, J.C.
Oh, go ahead.
You remember Liberal Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah. kind of wonder if maybe J.C. isn't maybe his third cousin or something.
No, that one I couldn't swallow.
Charlie Liberal.
I know.
That name's familiar.
It's from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Anyway. Have a good night.
No, they had a similar wine. That's about all.
I remember him. He was the voice of Soviet propaganda on your show.
East
you
of the
were in collusion with him.
I was in collusion. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with J.C.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
How are you?
What's on your mind?
You said you're guiding people, right?
I'm what?
J.C.
You're guiding people, J.C.
Yes, like a beacon of hope.
Are you guiding them to the loony bin?
To the what?
The loony bin, to the nut house.
What about the nut house?
Because that sounds like where you're calling from.
You're calling to insult me.
Now, you see how people perceive you, Jason?
I've never heard an
intellectualized
opinion like
comment. He has to insult me and attack
you
my
told,
bushes.
You told Art he was in your bushes. That's ridiculous.
No one's been stalking me.
Art,
yes.
God bless you for letting this man talk. It's been the funniest show I've ever heard. I swear to God.
You won't be laughing when you are thrown into the boiling pit of sewage.
That's wonderful,
there's
Jason.
A place with
boiling
your name on it.
Sewage.
You better get a lot of sunscreen now, buddy, because you're going to burn in hell.
Have him on for a full night, man.
Yeah, one of these nights. We'll do that. I don't know if anybody could handle it, J.C. You think you could do a whole night sometime, J.C.?
I have the righteous constitution of the Lord, and a full night would be no problem at all. I have such religious might, and my word is so vital to America that I would do a full night, and I could still go and go. I should have my own show.
Well,
I should do my own show.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But having you on for a full night, or at least a part of a night, as much as anybody could stand, that might be fun.
I don't have to take this insult.
That's it, young up. Oh, yes. Well, tomorrow night, Dr. Michio Kaku will be here, one of our nation's greatest physicists, theoretical physicists. In the meantime, after this, what do I say? There is nothing. There are no words.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
First of all, I want to say the disadvantage. This is man's business.
Yes.
This is all the devil's deception. It is being propagated and perpetrated by people like you.
Wait a minute. What?
Media.
Wait a
this
minute.
This is why I am against media pornography.
Wait.
The pornographization
wait.
Of the media.
Wait.
Wait.
Let's have an adult discussion about this. Now, look. If science.
You're insulting me again.
No, I'm not insulting. I'm trying to have a dialogue with you.
Every time I talk to you, it's insultation from you.
Oh, insultation? Let me tell you something. I could never do half the job on you that you do on yourself. Now, listen to me for just one moment, would you please?
I'm listening.
All right, good. If science
finds through the method science uses, which includes video cameras and all the rest of it, that there really is a city below the waters in Cuba. And yesterday we got evidence that there indeed there is.
I'll tell you what they're doing.
What?
The same pornographers that are creating that Star Trek are doing this as special.
Pornographers?
This is
pornographers did not create Star Trek. Why would
you? Haven't you ever
Star Trek is one of my favorite programs.
It's a very pornographic. It's pornographic.
Star Trek?
Yes.
Star Trek is an icon of American science fiction. It is.
It is part of the media pornography that is assaulting our nation. Star Trek is just among. It's terrible. If you've ever seen that show with that 69 or whatever they have.
I have seen every single episode of Star Trek. The original
you
Star
would,
Trek with Captain Kirk.
You're in league with the media pornography.
You don't love Captain Kirk. And Spock.
Captain Kirk, if you happen to know, Captain Kirk was, who was he played by? A Canadian.
So?
A Canadian.
So?
And Shatner is a Canadian operative.
Operative?
That's correct.
Operative?
He's one of the Canadian subversives.
William Shatner is a spy for Canada?
The Canadians are in control of the media in this country.
Oh, my God. Give me one shred of evidence that Canada is anti-U.S., that Canada is...
I have it for you. I have it. Aha. The X-Files. In fact, when I called before to talk to Chris Cater, who was the creator of the X-Files when he was on, you put me on hold. You would not allow me to be on the airwaves with him because you knew I would confront him with the light and the Lord's truth, and I would bring the new revelation forward against him because the X-Files is Canadian pornography meant to disrupt the mind and distrust our government. It's all about how the American government is evil.
Hey, J.C., J.C., how do you feel about Hollywood?
Hollywood is a cesspool.
A cesspool.
Yes. I have never, you've never allowed me to speak about my cause. I run CLAMP, the Christian Legion Against Media Pornography, hallelujah.
So you're leading a sort of a charge against...
Yes, I am. The Christian Legion Against Media Pornography, and Hollywood is the stronghold of the pornographers. And there's more pornographization in our media than just sex. If you've ever seen the food shows that are coming out of Hollywood, where they garnish all this food and dress it up and make it look all succulent and sexy.
Get back to sex for a second. Do you honestly think sex is... I mean, sex has a place, right, Jason?
No.
Even you've probably had sex. Haven't you had sex?
Listen.
Come on, answer the question.
I'm not gonna give you titillating stories about my life.
Ah, there are titillating stories to be told, are there?
No, you're twisting my words around.
No, I'm not.
Sex is evil. Sex is a punishment by the Lord.
Sex is a punishment?
Sex can be accomplished. Listen, okay, the act of reproduction can be accomplished in two strokes, two thrusts. One for insertion, one for completion.
Good Lord.
I'm so righteous. I'm done in one.
JC, you know something I've never asked you that I'd like to ask? Are you married?
That's none of your business.
That's true. I just thought I'd ask.
Well, you ought to know. You've been running around in my bushes all this time. You call my home.
I call your home. Now, you've been accusing me of that for years. I don't call your home. I don't know where you are, and I don't care.
Yes, you do.
You called
me up, and you used that silly voice of yours to taunt me. Now, listen, you're trying to distract me from my message, which is the new revelation
yes.
and the new commandments, as
yes.
I've been charged with the Lord's work. And all this time, you insult me. You called me Uncle Fester last time. You called me a coward. How dare you? I think we ought to settle this like men with our fists.
Really?
At the time.
What, a fight, J.C.?
Out behind the woodshed?
Yeah.
Anytime, Mr. Bell.
All right, as long as my back is in condition, J.C., I'm ready for you, brother.
You are a
liar. Oh, yeah, come.
You are the coward.
Come get a piece of me, J.C.
You're the liar. You're the coward. And I was talking about the media pornographization of food. And you didn't let me finish my point.
Please finish that. Yes, please finish that.
These cooking shows, which are appealing to our gluttony. No wonder there's so many fat shows stocking the snack bars in this country.
So you watch food shows, do you, J.C.?
Listen, I watch in reconnaissance. I am going on reconnaissance missions. I have to know thy enemy, and I'll tell you.
I bet you're an iron...
They dress the food up. They make it look so succulent and tempting, and inviting people to gorge.
Hey, J.C., do you watch the Iron Chef?
Yes, I did.
I knew it.
Because who was in charge of Iron Chef? William Shatner!
Ah!
William Shatner was on the Iron Chef.
J.C.,
that's what I'm talking about.
J.C.,
glorifying food.
Goodbye. J.C., you're fading away. You're fading away. You're going. You're gone. That would be my limit of J.C. For tonight.
All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Greg Little. Good morning.
Yeah, first of all, I have a few questions.
Oh, my God.
One thing I want to address.
Oh, my God. Hold on, JC. Hold on a moment. Doctor?
Yes?
Doctor? You in a good mood tonight?
I'm fine.
You're going to need to be. Okay. All right, JC.
Put on hold, and I have something to address you first, Mr. Bell. You're not going to be having the devil scribe on the radio anytime soon because I've prayed against it. You will not be having him on the radio.
Why don't you direct
I'm talking
comments.
About Stephen King. You're not going to be having the devil's scribe
you
on the radio.
Stephen is
you will not be having that. And
the devil's scribe?
He is the devil's scribe.
You know, he I might take that. He might actually take.
Right now that you
he might take that as a compliment, J.C.
Excuse me?
He might take that as a compliment, J.C.
I know he would because he is in league with the devil. He's the devil's imp. And now.
Now he just understands the devil. That doesn't mean he has anything to do with it. JC, address my JC. JC. JC, address my guest, Dr. Greger.
I am about to, and I want to say, who are you, Mr. Who are you, an atheistic, drug abusing hippie, New Ager, to come and tell us to usurp 6,000 years of truth and right from the Bible? Call us Bible thumpers. Listen to this. I love the Bible. I thump the Bible. I live by the Bible. And if you want to know about hell, you're telling me about hell. Hell is not a Star Trek black hole. Hell is the pit of boiling sewage where your skin is pulled from your face and you are dunked into the boiling sewage. And spiders crawl all over your bodies and snakes in every orifice of your body will cover you. And that's what, and you want more? You want more? That is hell. You know nothing of hell.
More, JC. Give us more. I really wanted to know what your hell was like. And the boiling pits of sewage, I remember that.
You are bringing forth lies, Mr. Bell. Why do you think that mound can match the new revelation?
All right.
Can you match the new revelation?
Hey, JC.
No.
JC.
Take a breath.
I don't want to talk to this man.
Take
you
a breath, JC.
You don't sound very happy.
Yeah, I am
happy. I walk in the rhythm of victory.
But you don't sound very happy.
I'm happier than you on Judgment Day.
Which, if you continue the way you are right now, JC, you're going to be meeting up with real soon. You're hyperventilating, my man. Take it easy. But listen, Dr. Little, do you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to remember now, I worked in prisons a long time, in prison mental health units.
Yes.
So I've met just about everything that exists.
You ever meet something like that?
Worse.
Worse?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, at least this way, there's... You know, a few thousand miles.
Boiling pits of sewage?
Yeah, that's not in the Bible anywhere I know of. that's all I'll say. My answer would be, you know, send me exactly where those quotes are in the Bible, and hey, that's fine. But I don't, it's 6, not in my Bible.
6,000 years or bust. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Baloney, Bell. Baloney about your big star out there on the other side of the galaxy. Now, first of all,
how do you know it's not there?
I have insider information, but that's not what I'm calling to talk about. I'm going to set you straight on the reasons why your phones went down, Mr. Bell. It's because you put me on hold again, treating me like a second-rate nobody, as if I wasn't the one bringing forth the new revelation and the salvation.
There are those who think of you as a second-rate nobody, J.C.
Well,
and
you know, coming from someone... Listen, coming from the pathetic stream of losers and ingrates and demonic forces that are paraded across your pathetic show every night, that holds no weight to me. Mr.
But you're
Bell.
Compelled to listen, aren't you?
I am not.
Oh, yes, you are compelled to listen. In fact, you dial your little fingers raw trying to get in, don't you?
Mr. Bell, you listen to me, and you listen good, because I'm going to tell you one more time.
Probably.
Someone's
got to
keep tabs on you and pray against you and work against you, just like I work against the pornographers of this world.
You can't do that without listening, though, can you, JC? To work properly against me,
yeah.
You've got to listen. You've got to hear everything.
That's right. I hear everything you do every night.
There you are. I knew it.
First
I told
all,
you.
That
I told
song,
you.
That song that you start up with every night, the one where the guy, it's a ringing endorsement of bisexual fornication.
What song is that?
The one where the guy prances out and says, I'm going to get straight and come go open up your gate. What do you think that means?
I don't know. What
straight,
do you,
I'm going to open
you
your
think,
gate.
What do you think
it's
it means?
Vagra.
What do you think it means?
I think it's an ode to some kind of winky homosexual who's going to go have sex with Greek goddesses.
That's disgusting. How can you
believe
it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Greek goddesses, they'd be all right.
The cult of Phaedra.
Greek goddesses would be women.
The cult of Phaedra, the one, the pornographers.
They would be women.
The porno stars.
They'd be women.
They're in the cult of Phaedra.
No. Those Greek goddesses. That's the song. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Well, what would be wrong?
Cash talking about having sex.
Did you say Johnny Cash?
That's Johnny Cash.
Is that Johnny Cash? You know that as sure as you know you're sitting there, right, JC?
I can tell every voice of the devil. I know every voice of the devil. Just
you
like
can identify them. You just
hear
a word or two, and you know who they are. Boom, just like that. It's the devil, Johnny Cash.
Listen, Mr. Bell. You rebuke my message. You don't
JC,
understand
I do indeed
I have from on high. And listen to me.
You know, it's Lee Hazelwood, JC.
Who?
Lee Hazelwood.
I've never heard that name before.
Well, see, there you are.
Whatever alias he wants to use, that's fine. He can't hide. He can't hide from the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Bell. You are going around on your airwaves saying there is a great lie.
What makes you think you're bringing the word of the Lord? Huh?
When I have direct communication, it's hard to argue with God.
How direct?
I have to make a
JC,
point here.
JC, how direct?
Direct communication. What part of direct don't you understand?
The part that has not been defined as vocal? Does it come from the middle of your head, JC? Is
the
there
Lord
a booming bush? What?
In a booming voice.
A booming voice.
See him upon his golden throne with his white beard flowing and his robes. And he says,
well, I sure hope you can identify the Lord better than you can identify Lee Hazelwood.
Who?
Never
Who's
mind,
Lisa Hazelwood? I don't
Never
know
mind.
Who Lisa Hazelwood is.
Obviously you don't.
Mr. Bell, you listen to me. I am going to make a point. Now you listen.
That'll be new.
Listen.
Yes?
You are perpetrating that there is a lie being perpetrated to the masses. Is that right?
Well, then a lie.
That there's a lie as far as spirituality and our descendants, and that we really come from apes and monkeys and crawled out of the ocean and slithered up here and there. You said there's a great lie. That
some of us more likely than others, JC.
That 6,000 years, in order for there to be a lie, there's got to be a truth, right?
Are you a hairy guy?
No, listen to me. Do you agree that in order for there to be a lie, there has to be a truth?
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. Who is the father of truth?
Who's the father of truth?
God!
God is the father of truth.
God is the father of truth, that's right.
Then why does he allow so damn many lies?
Wait a minute. And who is the father of lies? Who is the father of lies?
Well, it could be the same Lord.
No, what?
It could be.
The same Lord.
He allows these lies to be told.
No.
Yes.
Listen to me. You are trying to trip me up, and I am not going to be tripped up by the likes of the devil mouthpiece. Your master, Satan, is the father of lies.
All right, fine. So he's the father of lies.
So there is a book. There's truth. A book of truth that is solid truth on high, brought down from the Lord's words straight to mankind. Now, do you call the word of God, you call God a liar?
No. All I said was that he allows lies to be told.
So then why do you allow people to call up your program and say, oh, there were people before Adam and Eve?
Because there may have been. JC, what about this replenishment thing? You heard the caller earlier. What about it? Explain it. You're the man with the
word. I don't want to talk about the products.
Let's talk about replenishment.
Yes,
replenishment. Why did the Lord say,
why
did the Lord tell Adam and Eve to replenish unless there had been replenishment prior?
This comes from people who don't know how to interpret the Lord.
Doesn't know. Only JC
can do that. Morons who don't know how.
Morons?
Don't have the spiritual adept.
You see, JC, I let people say whatever they want to say on my program, and that includes heaven help us, even you.
Listen, I have a right to say what I'm saying. The parade of moronic, imbecilic people on your program every night is pathetic.
Senate.
Is it?
You're back to Bigfoot already the other night. Please, Mr. Bell.
Well, what's your take on Bigfoot, J.C., since we've got you here?
If there is a Bigfoot, it's of the devil.
Of the devil.
That's right.
How do you know that? How do you know that Bigfoot is not a caring, loving, intelligent, thinking, isolated beastie?
Oh, and isn't that always the words they use to describe the poor Satan cast down so unfairly? Poor
J.C., then why do we hear stories of Bigfoot families together, loving each other, caring for each other, and caring for their young?
Have you ever heard of the Adams family? They were a family of Satan worshippers, too.
The Adams family.
And they seem to get along pretty well. Just a little misunderstood. Human sacrifice here and there.
Yeah, that's it. I can't do it. The Adams family stopped me.
West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Well, it figures that you would have an apologist for the Iraqi murderers on your program, Mr. Bell, especially a Canadian.
What has happened to you? First, let me ask you a question before we go any further at all. It's obvious to me you are on a stinking cell phone. You have moved down in the world. You used to sound loud and clear, and now you're on a cell
phone.
You, who preach against technology, you have a cell phone stuck to your ear right now, don't you?
I have a cell phone. I've got one because I know how much it bothers you, Mr. Bell. I had to get one because you continue to block my number. It is time we had it out, Mr. Bell.
I do not block your number.
Yes, you did.
Oh, but that I could. And I'll tell you something else about your cell phone. When you yell, it's very ineffective. It distorts.
Well, let me speak in a calmer voice then, because
that'll be
a
pleasure.
I was not yelling. I was bringing forth the love of the new revelation. And we are entering a time, Mr. Bell.
Yes.
The end time.
Yes, well, we do agree.
As the clock ticks 1 minute to midnight, we must embrace, and you see, you have never allowed me to bring forth the new revelation in a proper manner.
Bring it forth, brother, bring it forth.
God speaks directly to my heart and gives me the new commandments, and he has told me about your evil alliance.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. Now, there's new commandments.
The new commandments.
All right, well, hold it. What are the new commandments? That's important.
Let me begin with the new commandments.
Please.
First of all, thou shalt not fornicate. Thou shalt not listen to rock and roll music. Thou shalt not masturbate.
Thou shalt not do drugs.
Excuse me?
No masturbation.
Masturbation is the greatest and most stingiest of all sins. It is the root of all destruction of America. And it is, you know that I work against the media. I work against the media, Mr. Bell, which has been, listen, I know that God has shown me the documents drawn up in the Soviet Union, television scripts, programs designed to subvert America in the coming war. This is by the Soviet Union, who exists.
No, the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore.
You see, you are a sucker, Mr. Bell, because you have been suckered. But you had a mouthpiece for the Soviet Union and the Canadian Alliance.
And the Canadian Alliance.
You want me to have my say?
Yes, I will. Are you saying the Canadians are allied with the Soviets who don't exist against us now?
Look at the Canadian flag. What is on the Canadian flag?
A maple leaf.
No, it's a pot leaf.
It's a what?
It's a pot leaf.
A pot leaf?
Well, you are the virtual sounding board for marijuana's virtues. Don't you know that the demon weed is what seduces our young people into the world of drugs and sex and pornography? And it is a strategy put forth by the Soviet-English alliance.
You really believe this, huh?
100%. Art Mail,
I don't think so. You're speaking all kinds of pieces right now, and I just can't honestly believe that you believe this stuff.
Listen, Mr. Bell, the time has come, a reckoning time, a time when all the mighty buildings shall be shattered and splintered and split, when the world's bellies will bloat, when America will be put to the fire and tested in the new revelation, and either we will stand against pornography.
When the world's bellies will bloat. Now, that requires a little definition. What do you mean by that? The world of bellies.
God is going to take away the food. God is going to take away the prosperity of America.
I just wanted to know that's bloated as in starvation, right?
As in starvation. You doubt me because you doubt the validity of the love of the Lord, and you listen to me, and you listen to me good, Mr. Bell.
You're overloading your cell phone again.
Listen to me, Mr. Bell. The time has come. It is now or never. This country produces 90% of the world's pornography. We are awash in pornography, Mr. Bell.
I didn't think that was true. I mean, we do produce the majority of a lot of things, but I don't think pornography.
Yes, we do.
I don't know about that.
You and all your deniers. You know, when people deny the Holocaust, they are ridiculed. But when people deny the fact that Al-Qaeda has been destroying American children, they have a plan to kill American babies. You know what that plan is called?
What?
Planned Parenthood. They've been killing American babies for years.
All right, that's it for tonight. Now he gets through on a cell phone. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I hadn't heard those commandments. I really hadn't heard those commandments before. Somebody should put them to tablet at the very least. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Cheerio.
Yes. It's about time that you open the line to the Lord's.
Oh, my God. Here he is.
I have to say, because I'm going to set you straight tonight. I have a few things to say, and I know you have been keeping
I have a few things I want to say to you, too. I've been hearing from your aunt or some relation of yours by email, and they've been downright absolutely insulting emails.
He is a disciple of mine, and I will not, since I will not dirty myself by getting on the devil's eye, the pornography machine.
That's
internet.
A disciple of yours?
She works for me.
Yeah, I knew
she's
it.
She's a disciple of me.
Yeah.
Yes, Edna Pringle.
Edna Pringle.
You leave her alone, and you've been sending her.
I'm objecting. I'm telling you, Edna's emails are very insulting. And I do believe that I'm sure that Edna is connected genetically to you without question.
How dare you insult my family's genetic lineage? Well, you're trying to get me off on a Darwinism path, and I'm not going there. I have a few things to say straight tonight that the Lord has brought down to me to command to tell you a few things.
Edna's just
so
as
I want to start with that simple
missing
that
a card as you are.
Excuse me?
I said Edna's just as much missing a card out of the deck as you are.
Well, that all depends on your point of view, which is the point of view of the devil, and that simp before us, God has not given up on us. God is angry.
How do you know my point of view is that of the devil? How do you know that?
Well, when you happen to have direct communications with the Lord, you know a few things. Okay, Mr. Bell?
So you're telling me
you
God,
my point.
Your God has told you this personally. Is that right, you and Edna?
Your God, my God, the God of the universe, yes,
communicates.
He has confided in me. I'm God's general in the war against pornography, which is what I want to touch upon tonight.
The man, by the way, it calls himself J.C. You didn't even give your name.
That I am, well, do I have to give my name? J.C.
No.
Webster III.
Yeah.
Now listen to me.
I'm listening.
I want to talk about the porno industry
that is
responsible for the atrocities in Iraq. And I'm going to tell you why.
What?
The reason they're responsible, they are the ones who need to be held responsible, not our brave men and women in our glorious administration. It is the pornography industry that has filled their minds with debauchery and perversion that brought them. And it's another reason why we shouldn't have women in combat, because they go completely mad. And those porno pictures that we saw coming out of Iraq, not that those people didn't deserve it,
but
they were influenced. They were polluted by the porno industry. It is their fault. We want to hang a hook on it, someone. It is the porno industry.
Somebody ought to hang you on a hook. You know what? Where do you come up with the connection between the porno industry and the war in Iraq?
Well, did you take a look at those pictures?
Yeah.
They looked pretty pornographic to me.
Well, they look.
I'm talking about the so-called abuses at the prison.
The pornographic.
It looked more like a porno party to me, like a frat party.
Well.
And it's because the minds of our soldiers, our brave men and women, have been polluted by the Hollywood filth, the sewer that is Hollywood, which is pouring its pornography out into the culture with Marilyn Manson and all the other pornographers that are out there. That's the majority of my time is spent
is fighting pornography.
You know, as hyped up as you get about stuff, I'm frankly surprised you're still alive. I wondered what happened to you. Now, I kept hearing from Edna, yes, really vicious emails, I might add, again. But, I mean, here you are.
Because your listeners have sent nothing but pornography to her email address.
Oh, is that right?
Ever since the posting.
Well, maybe it has something to do with Edna's attitude, like yours.
Well, Edna's a good lady who knows her place, who walks behind the man and keeps her mouth shut. No women need to get in the kitchen and off the battlefield. We wouldn't be having atrocities and humiliations like that. And they're trying to pin it on our wonderful administration, the administration that God put
I hope there. That Edna's listening to this right now.
Edna is in the other room, she has been told. I have told her she is, in fact, Edna right now is finishing up some of the dishes from the compound.
And when Edna's done with that, Edna's going to finish you up, J.C.
What? I don't know what you are trying to insinuate there, but Edna is a godly woman. But I will not touch the filth internet, filth, the filth devil's eye computer. I allow her
to do it for you.
Woman,
so you direct her, one of your minion, to do your dirty work. That's nice.
Listen, the internet is basically a pornography machine. It's the devil's playground.
Yeah.
What we have to do is have to fight him on his own territory. But I'm not going to sully myself and dirty myself.
So you mean you wouldn't even put your hands on a keyboard?
I will not put my hands on a computer keyboard.
You will not embrace a Pentium chip with love and tenderness.
I don't know what that is. But I do know that women were commissioned by God to do the lowly work in this world.
Yes.
And that is something that Edna needs to do. And that's another thing I want to get back to, is the fact that women need to know the role. When we let women and homosexuals into the
military, Edna's going to take care of you.
Excuse me?
I said Edna's going to take care of you. Your fate is here. When Edna, I'm surprised Edna hasn't come in from the other room and laid one of those frying pans right across your no doubt bald head.
Let me tell you something. Oh, you constantly advocate violence.
That was not advocating violence. That was being surprised that it hasn't occurred yet.
What hasn't occurred?
That she didn't come in there and flatten you with a frying pan.
Why would she want to do something like that? I'm the one
who got her
salvation.
Her wretched self?
That's right. I saved her from the boiling pits of sewage where all your listeners are going, by the way. I wanted all your weak-willed, degenerate, decadent European listeners.
That does it. That's it. Well, there's a voice from the past. He hadn't been around in a while. Edna, he's all yours, baby. You know, it just occurred to me I should have asked J.C. how he thought the world was going to end. Whether it would be the porn industry, probably, huh? Perhaps more personally, Edna with a frying pan. Boing! All right. Well, that wasn't exactly what I was looking for. What I'm actually looking for is people who have made deals in this lifetime with the devil. I know there's a lot of you out there. Father Martin told me there were. He told me that, in fact, when he passed them on the street, he recognized them. It was easy to tell. They had made perfect deals with the devil. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, well, I'm going to tell you what the real story is, Mr. Bell.
Good Lord.
It is how you continue to gloss over the real news with all this nonsense about the satanic rights of people passing their souls on and making deals with the devil.
You don't believe it? All people don't believe it?
Well, I do believe people do this. I do believe people do this, and I'm going to tell you what I believe also. I believe that you and your friends that are making deals with the devil, such as the activist judges that are throwing out the cases against pornographers that are trying to destroy America, those people all have made deals with the devil, because the pornography industry, there is not enough people out there in this great nation of ours that want to consume this kind of product to even have an industry to have.
How can you believe that judges have made deals with the devil? Why don't you instead believe that these judges have simply looked at the Constitution and Bill of Rights and the First Amendment? Hey, wig out, take a deep breath. What about the First Amendment? Maybe the judges haven't made deals with the devil at all. They're just recognizing there is a First Amendment.
The First Amendment does not apply to pornographers.
The First Amendment applies to everybody, Beanhead.
No, it does not. And in fact, the First Amendment has been completely mistranslated. It was not meant for people to be able to make the kind of filth that we are seeing pumped out of Hollywood, that sewer of Los Angeles. And if people want to know why God is punishing the world, it is because, and God is punishing America, it is just like Pat Robertson said, it is because of the pornographers, the homosexuals, and the degenerates.
And what do you think is going to happen to the pornographers when they die?
Well, I can't wait, because I'm going to be able to tell them I told you so, because they are going to go to hell, Mr. Bell.
Think so, huh?
Yep.
I
know it.
A steamy pit of whatever.
The boiling pit of sewage is where they're going.
Yes.
You know that.
Well,
that may be for people like you and listeners and pornographers.
That may be their future, indeed. But
Mr. Bell, if you let me just get one word in when I call, I can never. You never let me speak.
Speak.
All right. What I want to say is that America must stand up against the gay marriage. We must stand up against the pornography.
Now, how is gay marriage going to hurt you?
It is attempting to subvert the American family unit. It is attempting to depopulate the American continent.
Depopulate the continent?
Yes, with these homosexuals running around spreading
But even if it's 10 or 15% of the population and they were to marry and not reproduce, then you might get the same effect because they wouldn't reproduce.
But their
right?
agenda is not simply to allow the 10 or 15%. That is an overestimated and inflated number, by the way. They want to convert.
Well, then
that
why,
is their agenda.
Then
it's
why,
conversion.
Then why are you worried about it? If it's such a low number, then why are you concerned?
Because have you seen these programs on television? On our television, on our public airways.
Which one?
They have the queer guys with their eyes on the straight guys, and they're trying to turn them into homosexuals. They are. This is a part of the New World Order. They are trying to homosexualize our society.
Maybe.
Will not have it.
Well, you may not have it, but it's happening anyway. Those shows are on the air, and they're being generally wide accepted.
No, they're not widely accepted.
All across America, they're being accepted. All across America. Actually, the ratings are very good for that kind of thing.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're very good. That's why they're on.
The New World Bankers.
People control the ratings. And
the liars control the ratings.
Say goodbye.
It's not who counts.
Goodbye. You're on the air, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Hi.
Yes, Mr. Bell. I'm going to give you an explanation of why the so-called global warming is occurring, instead of just letting you and all your liberal listeners attack our glorious oil companies, our great American oil companies.
Glorious oil companies?
Yes, they have done wonderful things for this country and have built us up into a wonderful powerhouse of economics. But don't try to get me off topic here. I'm going to tell you what is happening with global warming. It is because hell is becoming hotter, Mr. Bell, as more filthy souls are cast down into the center of the pit of hell.
Yes, stoking the fires of hell, right?
The boiling fires, the boiling pits of sewage of hell are becoming hotter every day. And it's because of the pornography industry.
Yes.
The pornography industry, with the so-called industry, which is not really an industry because there's not enough people to buy that kind of filth.
So hell is heating up. I mean, it comes down to hell is heating up. And
hell
that
is
leaking out. It's leaking out and causing global hellish warming.
That's correct. That's why you have volcanoes going off and tsunamis going off and flooding. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you why God punished those people down there. Because
why?
The day after Christmas, he gave them a present because they didn't celebrate Christmas. And then right after Easter, he shook them again with another earthquake and told them, you get off your heathen. I won't say it, but you begin to celebrate our holidays or I'm going to punish you worse. Now listen, Mr. Bell.
Yes?
I want to get back. You're trying to get me off topic from the pornographers.
No.
The pornographers that are destroying this nation, and pornography is simply produced for one thing, and that is to induce self-abuse.
Really?
Masturbation.
Really?
That's correct.
I prefer, wait a minute, I like your first theory, that hell is heating up, and of course the pornographer's souls are going down and stoking the fires of hell.
Every
soul they can swipe with their demonic claws to drag down with them are going down with them. Mm. And I'm going to tell you what, the hail is becoming hotter and it's boiling over and it's bubbling up in the heat and the bodies that are burning and the devil is...
And how do you know that you're not going to be down there stoking the fires yourself?
I'm not going to be down there burning in the fires, but if God asks me to go down and turn up the heat a little bit, I certainly will help him out and do that. I'm going to be in heaven, Mr. Bell.
And you have never, never seen a pornographic shot in your whole life, right?
What are you trying to?
I'm asking a straight on.
You know that I have to review pornography and know the enemy. I don't enjoy it at all.
You must know the enemy, and so with no enjoyment scene whatsoever, you must review what
it's
the enemy
agony,
produces.
Mr. Bell, it's agony. Now listen, you're
agony.
Trying to get me off topic.
No.
Of self-abuse.
No.
Of self-abuse, which masturbation's against
your man. Your whole telephone call demonstrates that, buddy. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, where was I? It probably has been 10 years since I granted JC the honor of, I don't know, spending an hour or so with the audience, so it appears to be real. Guess who, JC?
It is I, JC, Webster the Third. And you did not introduce me correctly, Mr. Bale. As usual, you are disrespecting me.
There was nothing at all.
Insultation!
Insultation, there's nothing in this communique about the way you should be introduced.
I should be introduced as the bringer of the new revelation, God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography.
Okay, well, let's find out exactly what this new revelation is. What do you mean?
God is angry. That is the new revelation. He has been given to me to bring forth in the fight against media pornography because, you see, what has happened to our country, this God built this nation as his house, and his house has been overrun with media pornographers, degenerates. When our founding fathers fled those crazies in Europe because they wanted to get away from their decadent evil ways, they came here and God built a place in the wilderness for them, and his house has been overrun, and God, he tried to send his son. He tried to give us an easy way out.
Jay-Z,
tried to help us.
Jay-Z, obviously you and Edna have a computer, or you could not have sent me this demand, right? You have a computer.
We have access, and that's another thing I want to talk about.
Well, then, before you get off on that, look, JC, if you have a computer, that means that you get all kinds of email with porn in it,
yes,
right?
Yes, and that's what I want to talk about is your filthy listeners have been sending so much filthy pornography.
My listeners have been...
Yes. Yes.
Really?
They have.
I recall that we published on the website several years ago a couple of email communiques from Edna Pringle.
I was surprised you had the guts to put the new commandments on your website. And we are still getting pornography.
Is Edna Pringle your biblical mate?
No, she is not my mate. How dare you?
Well, you didn't explain then. In what relationship to you is Edna Pringle?
A servant. A woman in her place who knows where her place is, and that is at the feet of the man who is bringing down the new revolution. She is at the feet of the general for God's war on pornography.
Is Edna listening to all of this right now?
No, I am angry at Edna.
For?
Because I'm not going to get into the details, but she seems to think that she wants to go off and find another man, and she has been questioning me.
What in heaven's name could have brought her to a decision like that?
She...
A warm, caring person like yourself.
I know exactly who is doing it, and it's the devil.
It's the devil.
And about the pornography, and I don't want people sending pornography to her anymore because you're corrupting her. So we have a new... If your listeners want to send... You want to send filth and talk to me, they can talk to my cousin. And we have a new email, and it's boiling pits of sewage at yahoo.com. So you send your filth to the boiling pits of sewage at yahoo.com, and I will send the new commandment to you.
Boiling pits of sewage.
Boiling pits of sewage.
At yahoo.com. Is that a real address, or are you putting us on?
That, I am not a liar. Don't you call me a liar, man.
Well, I asked if you were putting us on.
Right. You call me a liar.
Well, I'm sorry you take it that way. Boiling pits of sewage.
Boiling pits of sewage. because that is where all the media pornographers are going to go. They're going to be tossed into the boiling pits of sewage, and they're going to have a body of excrement, and they'll be covered in red-hot excrement for all eternity.
Yes, yes. Look, global warming, G-L-O-N-A-L, warming.
Global warming.
Global warming. Well, Edna wrote this.
Well, that's right, because I do not encourage my followers or anybody
to get into
book learning. Book learning is evil.
Perhaps you wrote this.
I tell her what to write.
Yeah, it has the sound of JC to it.
Listen, I will not touch a computer.
Let me hear you spell global warming.
I am not going to do what you tell me to do. This is not a spelling bee, Mr. Bell. This is spiritual combat.
Global warming is a very important topic to me, so let's hear it. What exactly...
Let me tell you, global warming, because hell, as you know, is in the center of Earth, and it is heating up. And this is what's happening, Mr. Bell, is that the dirtier the souls are getting, the more corrupt that they're getting, the more they're being pornographized by the media pornographers, they burn hotter.
Pornographized.
You see, a good person who does one bad thing and goes to hell doesn't burn as hot as a degenerate that has been degenerated by the media pornographers. Their souls are burning harder and harder in hell.
I've got it. Degenerate souls burning hotter, causing global warming.
Yes, global warming!
Well, then spell it right!
Less book burning! More book burning!
More book burning.
More book burning!
Would you burn books?
I burn. We just had a book burning. We just had to burn the newest Harry Potter book because it's attacking and killing Christians.
You burned a Harry Potter book?
I didn't just burn them, Mr. Bell. I took holy sticks of dynamite and blew them up. But it's a compound.
That means you had to buy them first, didn't you?
Mr. Bell,
yeah.
We confiscate them. And it's better that we buy them so that we keep them out of the hands of children who are going to be turned to the devil by Harry Potter.
So you believe, then, that the particularly evil souls are burning at an ever hotter rate, causing some of the heat to radiate around the world into the atmosphere, and that's why it's getting warmer.
The throbbing heat of hell is radiating out, and people can feel it, and that's why volcanoes are going off, and that's why the hot spots you're talking about are going off, and tsunamis and earthquakes. And plagues and floods and fires is because those evil, corrupted souls that the devil wants so badly, it's the filthier the sinner, the hotter the burn.
Why, JC, do you think that I am personally involved with the devil? I've always wondered about
that. Mr. Bell, you are simply the most dangerous man in America.
And in what way?
You have created an intellectual tower of Babel with your radio program. I want you to take a listen to me. Do you know a man named Stuart McBurney?
No.
Does that name ring a bell to you?
It does not.
Of course it wouldn't, because he was the voice of Americanism. For years, he held the line against the Soviet Union. He was the greatest radio man ever. And you are on sacred ground, which is talk radio. This is the realm of the conservatives. We have been using talk radio to take back America from the hippie degenerate no-goods that have corrupt and degenerated our society over time.
Then you actually consider yourself to be a right-wing talk show host.
I should have my own show, and I will have my own show, and that is in works, Mr. L.
I can well imagine it might be. Do you really think you could keep up this phony baloney act for that long?
Excuse me? You dare accuse me? You are the one with baloney, Mr. L.
Do you really think you could keep up this act like that?
This is not an act, Mr. Bell. This is the anointing brought forth unto me from God.
You really feel all of this comes to you directly from God and not the devil?
There you go, revealing your true self. I am not being influenced by the devil, Mr. Bell. You are the one. You are the one creating the intellectual tower of Babel.
Your voice, Casey, has a certain tone to it that we all wonder about.
I want everyone out there in the audience right now to listen to this. This is the true voice of the man that you have been listening to for these years. He is the one trying to drag your soul down to Satan so that you will be thrown into the boiling pits of sewage, skinned alive, dipped in salt, and eaten and devoured over and over again.
Dipped in salt?
Dipped in salt.
What does salt have to do with it?
Because it burns!
Oh, I see. That's after you get scratches in the pit of sewage.
After the devil sticks you with his pitchfork over and over and over again.
And, well, you say here people are going to be eaten by... Did you mean eaten or beaten by the devil?
Eaten, both. The devil is going to eat your body up, and he's going to take it and eat it up, and then you're going to be excreted out.
Give me that sound again, please.
What sound?
That eating sound.
No, I'm not, I don't have to do what you say.
Come on.
Mr. Bale, you're trying to get me off my message.
That's not hard, JC.
And my message, I am trying to save America from the utter destruction of the satanic Soviet Union.
But, so the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore, B.
Yes, it does.
No,
that
it doesn't.
That's why you and your friends in the media love to perpetrate.
The Soviet Union crumbled, JC. You know that. I know you know it.
That is a lie, Mr. Bale. It is a deception from the devil. The devil's deception.
Everything bad is from the devil, isn't it, JC?
Everything is from
You know what I think? I think you're consumed by the devil.
I am not consumed by the devil, and I am insulted that you would even insinuate such things. You disrespect me continually.
You know, a lot of people are curious, JC. What part of the country are you from? Where do you originate from?
I am not going to disclose my secret location.
Just
God will reveal to those who are faithful to come calling to our new ground.
Just the... Well, how can all these people come if they don't know where you are?
God's going to tell them. He's going to speak to the hearts of the faithful.
Right?
We are going to be relocating anyway to a new compound in Idaho, the great American Pacific...
Yeah, you're going to be, so your headquarters is going to be in Idaho?
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a brand new compound, and God is going to reveal to the hearts of the faithful, and he's going to call them like a tolling of the bell. The faithful will come to their knees in droves.
Well, Jesse, we need to take a break. I'm not there, are you, buddy?
Yeah, so you can sell your demonic wares.
Yeah, baby.
From the high desert, this is Coast to Coast AM, rocking on through the night. We've got JC, and he will take your phone calls. So if you want to talk to JC, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. Yeah, man, this music is JC all the way. He'll be back in a moment. We're going to take calls from some of you out there and see how you react to the man who thinks the world is heating up from the souls that are burning in hell. You know. Pits of fluid down there. Right back.
By the way, JC, that is your anthem. And when I play it, I squat down.
What?
You heard me.
That music that you're playing is making me sick.
That's your anthem, JC.
Not my anthem.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You wanted an anthem, you've got it. Now
I
want to know what the hell. Before I subject you to callers who are waiting to, well, I don't know what they're waiting for and why they're calling, but before we go to that, I want to know what's so evil about my cute little furry cats. They're beautiful. Look,
cats are demonic creatures, Mr. Bell.
Say what?
They are lycanthropes, demons in disguise.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
They are the sweetest little fur balls you'll ever want to meet.
They're evil.
No. If you think cats are evil, JC, then let me tell you, brother,
you're evil.
Cats are evil because they steal souls, and they are the familiars of Satanists. Now, let me tell you, you're still disrespecting me. You're not allowing me to make my points about media pornography.
Well, one of your points was evil cats.
Cat, yes. Devil cats. Demons. They hide themselves in the appearance of what they look there. They try to look like these innocent, furry little things, but they're really demons. And they really are, they're evil. You look at their eyes, and they look at you, and they just want to devour you, and they want to steal your soul. I've got one cat right now on my compound that I have been chasing for the better part of a year.
You know what? I think you're overly sensitive on this whole pornography issue. Now, maybe it would be true, JC, that you, in your idle time, look at what? I bet.
In my idle time, I review all manner of
I knew it.
Well, you are trying to insinuate that I would enjoy media pornography.
I
have to review a Larry Flynn magazine, I do not enjoy it one bit. I have to know the enemy, and I'm going to tell you, there's more to media pornography than dirty pictures of naked people. I'm going to make a point here right now because you need to hear this.
And every moment that you see it wounds your soul, JC, right?
It can't harm me because I'm praying against it. God has charged me with this work. God has charged and given me the energy, the power. God, when
so
when
it's like you're praying against it, but you're looking at it going, oh yeah,
how
right? Yeah.
Your program,
going, oh,
the
yeah.
Ideas in your program, makes me sick. To insinuate that I would sit there and enjoy it makes me sick. Mr. Bell, I'm telling you, there's more to media pornography than just dirty pictures of naked people. And I'm going to tell you that right now, there's one pornography, and this is an evil pornography which draws millions of men out of church, and that's football. And I'm going to tell you exactly how evil
what
football
is. Wrong with football
is a homosexual ritual.
Oh, for God's sake.
Let me tell you why. Because anytime you've got a man who's putting his hands on the backside of another man like that, and what that is a simulation of the homosexual consummation, and the ball, the football represents the birth. It's a mockery of birth. It represents the homosexual self, which is then given to the quarterback, who is usually the best-looking one on the team, and he takes that homosexual self, and he looks out among the field of other men who will receive and take his homosexuality, and he sends it to him, and with the intention of taking it into sacred ground, the sacred space of America and the family and values.
Now, America has taken a more tolerant attitude toward homosexuality, certainly in the last few decades.
Unfortunately, queer guys trying to turn straight guys queer.
And you don't join in on that, I take it.
I hate homosexuals. Is that clear?
Yeah, it's clear. First time caller line, you're on the air with JC.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, that's only you know that for sure, but it really sounds like you, yes.
Good deal. I appreciate you talking to my call, Art.
Yeah, where are you?
This is Adam from Decatur, Illinois.
And why in God's name are you calling JC?
Well, I wanted to tell him I really appreciate him coming on the air, and I enjoy a good laugh every once in a while, and I just wanted to ask him.
A good laugh. What are you, are you laughing at the new revelation? You laugh at God? Listen to me, you degenerate. You have
I was
right
laughing.
To laugh at God.
I was laughing at the whole thing, and I wanted to know if you came on the air for an interview or a comedy.
Yeah, has it occurred to you, JC, that some people just think this is funny? They think you're a total put-on. Maybe you are.
No, because they don't want to believe in the truth and the light and the love of the Lord. I'm bringing love. I'm bringing salvation.
Then why do you scream? Then why scream?
Why scream? Because you have to scream in order to get people to listen. Sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And that's another thing I want to talk about is the
omelets?
Food porn.
Food porn?
Yes, I've touched on that before.
Food porn?
Yes.
What's food porn?
Food porn, the cooking shows, where they make food look so delicious and make you want to eat. Gluttony is also a sin, Mr. Bill.
Isn't this a basic human
this is the same thing.
Need?
People need to eat, but they don't need to be fatsos. And listen.
Am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Why don't you get him on the air?
Well, you're going to get off the air, and I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good morning, Carl. Thank you. Make a point. Any point.
This is where the Satanics over the empire has this elaborate plan, and what they are trying to do is pornography and indulgence. It's more than just dirty naked pictures of people doing dirty naked things. It is also food, because listen, people, like they say, I was born gay. That's what they say. I'm gay. I'm born gay, and that's the way I am, so I have to be that way.
You don't believe that?
I'll tell you, the only person that was born gay.
I guess this means you're not in favor of gay marriage.
Absolutely not in favor of gay marriage. That is why Canada has declared war on the United States with the recently they are allowing gays to get married in Canada, and that's the subversive, that's the evil subversiveness of the Canadian, which is because they can look like you and me.
And that constitutes war?
A declaration of war on America and America's family values, because they know that the majority of Americans do not support gay marriage, they do not support homosexuality, they don't want them in their communities, they don't want them in their churches, they don't want them in their schools, they don't want them in the nation. God doesn't want them.
Wild card line, you're on the air with JC.
Hey, JC. Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Hey, Art. It's Tim from LA.
Yes.
Address me as JC Webster III, God's General.
Okay. Hey, JC, I know you're for book burning, but does this include, like, burning the Bible? Because you can't spell global
warming. Why would I burn the Bible?
You're not doing a very good job.
You're an idiot. Shut up.
Oh, you shut up, you idiot. Hey, Art.
Shut your mouth. Yeah. Saying I would burn the Bible.
And I know where I'm.
You're right. He couldn't spell global warming.
Art. That's book learning. More book learning.
Yeah.
I burn books by like.
I know where of
Clyde Baker and Stephen King.
Hold on, JC. You know where JC's what?
I know where his compound is.
His what?
Well, then you just compound. Come on, buddy. Come on down to the compound.
Norway.
All right. Go on down and see JC.
Come on down.
You see how JC would like how people would like to meet you, JC?
Come on down.
They want to be in your presence.
You come on down to the compound. If God reveals a location to you, you bring it.
Yeah, okay. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC.
Yeah, that would be neat.
That's you.
Oh. Okay. I hope this is a joke because,
oh,
I'll
no.
tell you, if this guy's on the level, he's scary, okay?
Yeah, see, I'm
not you
scare more people than Ed Dames.
Instead of burning him, he needs to learn vocabulary. Hold on, JC, let her speak. The guy's just outrageously nuts, and in a world where we have all kinds of stuff that are going wrong, all that energy being stupid... Come on.
Don't you call me stupid, woman.
Point,
I'll tell you what
point,
stupid
man.
Is you.
Hey,
speaking, you trying to have the right...
Now let JC... Hold it. Let JC respond.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Now, don't call names. So, JC...
I call them as I see them.
You call them as you see them. Well... Is that it? Is that as good as it's going to get? I know you have certain feelings about where women ought to be. Okay.
Let her speak.
Yeah, go right ahead, young lady.
You need to get back in your time machine, go back to the dark ages where you belong, sir.
No, we need to bring America back.
You are
scary.
Because you know what? Unfortunately, there are some people out here that are going to take you seriously.
We need to bring America back good, because we
need to bring America back. America was stolen from the Indians to begin with, sir, who were slaughtered wholesale to steal this country.
Clint.
Okay?
All right, let him respond. America was originally stolen from the Indians, is what she said.
Well, that's a bold-faced lie, because it was stolen from God by the devil's people. The red man. Who's red? The devil.
I've had enough.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Have a good morning.
Goodbye.
West of the Rockies, your turn with JC.
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 Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Art. This is Jason calling from Canada.
Yes, Jason.
I would really like to know what JC's problem is with Art.
Well, he's had a problem with me for years.
He's the devil's mouthpiece.
I don't think he is.
That's what he calls me.
He is the devil's mouthpiece.
I don't think so. JC, I think you need to get your head checked out. Mr. Art Bell is a very wonderful man.
I do a damn thing.
Loves cats. I love cats. And,
yeah, I bet you do.
Pardon me?
I bet you do.
I do. They're a wonderful, wonderful creatures.
You degenerate Canadian. I don't like degenerate Canadians.
Anyway, I just wanted to call in and say that JC there, you know, God doesn't come to those who are uninvited. If you seek him, he will come to you.
You hear that, Jesse?
I don't need a degenerate, filthy, European, decadent Canadian to tell me how God's going to take people out.
All right, well, you're not going anywhere further with that caller. Thank you very much. And
I want more people that agree with me.
Why, Jesse, would you call me the devil's mouthpiece?
You are the devil's mouthpiece. Tell him.
No.
Listen to him. He's revealing his true voice.
You've heard this sound many times, haven't you?
Revealing his true voice.
In your bed,
true voice
Jason,
of
our devil.
You better listen good.
You've heard this sound before, JC.
I have
in your bed, late at night.
And no, when you're in my bushes, that's why you're taking more time off, so you can spend more Sundays out in the bushes. I don't have time to spend every other Sunday chasing you around.
Yeah. International Line, you're on the air with JC.
Good evening, Art.
Good evening.
Long time listener, and boy, I hate to admit it, but even with JC here, I'm glad I called.
Glad to have you.
Okay, JC, I got a question for you here. You ready?
I was born ready.
Okay. So you think cats are demonic?
Okay. I know they're demonic. Don't tell me.
Okay, and I respect your judgment, and I'd like to know, I've got a little poodle, an apricot poodle, and, you know, I've seen her doing things that are a little off kilter, and I'm wondering if you know about poodles.
Let me ask you about your poodle, because you sound a little funny. Are you going to marry your poodle, since homosexuals can marry each other? Would you be interested in marrying your poodle? Because you sound like that kind of guy.
I'm...
A degenerate!
A degenerate? I know, I want to know.
What
do you feel
are
poodles demonic?
Yeah, he just simply wants to know if poodles are demonic like cats, basically.
Poodles? Yes, they are, because they're French.
Okay.
Call
thanks, JC.
Yeah.
You have a good night.
Gone!
All right, take care.
Another thing, Mr. Bell, Nori. You haven't let me breach the topic of Nori.
No, well, that's right. You were going to say something about Nori.
I was
going to
give you the truth. I told you this a couple years ago how he was stealing money from you.
How he what?
He stole money from you.
George Nori did?
He stole money, $20 from your wallet. You wonder what happened to it. I have revealed it. God revelation to me. And I'll tell you what, you don't tell him about George Nori's criminal past in the underworld.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good because George Nori's never been anywhere near my wallet. He's never actually been...
Maloney, Bill. I know you're all at the compound
I really? All at the compound together? You really do have a twisted little mind, you know, and I think it comes from looking at too much of that which you decry.
I will not even let you insultate me that way.
Insultate me? Where do you get these words? You wrote this, not Edna. East of the Rockies, you're on there with J.C.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
JC, you're doing God's own work.
she has got demonic laughter.
Yeah, and that laughter is not laughing with you, JC.
She's strong, demon.
She's laughing.
I'll rebuke you, demon.
She's
demon
laughing
laughter.
At you.
It's the laughter of Satan.
There's a big difference.
Well, you know what?
Thank you so much, because you know what you're doing.
I'm going to be so glad because
you're showing
I'm
that God
you,
is the problem.
You
people
so.
Like
I'm
you
I'm waiting for judgment day, so I can tell you I know what so.
Did you hear that? See, you didn't even hear that, JC. Quit talking and listen every now and then. She said, God, she said, It's not the devil that's a problem or God, it's you, JC.
You are such a little man.
I don't believe you're a sinner.
Grow up.
You know what?
Grow up.
Get back in your kitchen and get off the phone.
Get off my back, little man.
Little man? Who are you calling a little man?
You. You're lucky I'm even calling
you
a little man.
You don't know me, and I bet you're a large woman. You sound like a fatso.
Oh, you make me so hot.
How many Big Macs have you had today?
Oh, that's really crossing the line.
I love it. I just love listening to her.
Get rid of her.
Well, all right. She's gone. But her point was very well made. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. I got on the air with JC.
Yeah.
Hello, JC. How are you?
Honored. I know. It's an honor for you.
Hello. Well, you know what? Do you believe in Jesus?
That is the stupidest question I have ever heard.
Of course
I believe in Jesus.
Well, why are you, he wouldn't yell like you, though, see.
Well, that was Jesus. This is the new revelation, and I'm doing work because you have rebuked Jesus.
Caller, hold on. He makes a good point. Jesus would be gentle and soft-spoken.
Not when he comes back. He's riding with the point of the sword of Jesus for the justice of Jesus.
You know what? I think that, you know, in the Revelation it talks about that in the last day there'll be doctrines of devils, and you're one of them.
Oh.
And you know what? You're so full of crap, and you should not be yelling
you
up on
you. You have a foul mouth.
Oh, you know what?
A foul mouth, flea-bitten mongrel to tell me that. How dare you?
How dare you?
When you go to hell, Satan's going to pull your head over and over again with a hammer.
You really think he'll treat people that way?
Satan?
Yeah. I mean, this eating of them and then beating of them and eating of them.
That's just the beginning of hell, Mr. Bell. He's going to poke him with his pitchfork over and over again.
Doesn't it bother you, JC, that I bring on the average person here, and you're getting the same thing again and again? I mean, there is
because
this thing...
Because you won't open the I agree with JC line, and you're keeping the people who agree with me off the air.
Let's open the I agree with JC line at 775-727-1222. Now, I bet it doesn't even ring.
Well, I bet it rings off the hook, Mr. Bell. You might even have 1,000 listeners.
First time caller line, you're on with JC. Hello.
Hi, this is Nate from Massachusetts.
Yes, Nate.
Hi, I was wondering, I had a question for JC. I know he's a 10-star general.
Yeah, well.
Correct.
That's correct. And what does it take to join the Army, was my question.
To join God's Army, it
you mean
takes
JC's
admitting
army?
Your will.
Yeah, JC's Army.
Lord, JC's Army. He wants to, all right, here's somebody asking about joining with you.
Joining with me?
Yes.
Well, open your heart and pray to God. And if you're worthy, if you're sincere, God will reveal it to you on how to become a part of God's army.
There you have it, Colin.
Fight against the media pornographers and the satanic Soviet Union, which it still exists. Don't let them tell you otherwise.
Who's the Antichrist?
I've not come to the point where I'm going to reveal that yet because I have not been allowed to make my point.
Yes, you've made your point repeatedly about internet porn and boiling pits of sewage and all the rest of the usual stuff you say.
Now listen, Mr. Bell, I have not been allowed to make my point.
Make your damn point.
My point is that we need to save this nation.
Yes.
From degenerates.
You like the people that have been calling you?
Your listeners.
My listeners. So they're all degenerates.
They're all degenerates. Every single one of them. Dopers. And I was very proud of Mr. Punnett last night telling the alcoholics not to call your show anymore because most of your listeners are drunkards.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did, and I'm proud of him. He might have hope yet, but you're brainwashing him.
You know, it sounds like you might be under the influence of something yourself, J.C.
You dare accuse me of being under substances? I don't have to take this kind of abuse.
Well, that was J.C. hanging up. What a coward. What a total coward. That's all I can say. Well, there was J.C. Actually, that's no way for him to end a conversation and to end this hour. I've got his number. Let's call him back. let's see. I think this is right. Yeah, this is right. Here we go. Can't hang up on me like that. See, now he left it off the hook. All right, well, there you have it. That's as much as he was willing to take. And who among you listening out there right now cannot imagine that J.C. was indeed under the influence of something or another? He sounded rather hyper to me. How about you? He's always sounded hyper to me, and I think that probably he had at least, 10 cups of coffee, wouldn't you say? Something like that? So, there you have it. That's it. JC, your theme song, one more time. All right, we're going to turn gears, if that's possible, at the top of the hour, and we're going to talk to Sir Charles Schultz III. He's a scientist. He will be in stark contrast to everything you heard in the last hour. And JC, good luck, buddy. Good luck with your army. This is Coast to Coast AM. All right. Let's go here and say hello. You're on the air on Coast to Coast.
The love of the Lord is upon you again, Mr. Bell. Hail,
oh, good Lord.
J.C. Webster III, God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography. And I'm calling tonight to, I don't know why you are not defending the bravest man in Hollywood tonight who is taking a stand for Christians everywhere and is being persecuted because he is a Christian. Mel Gibson. They framed him. They're persecuting him because he made the most beautiful movie ever, The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, well, The Passion of the Christ was indeed a beautiful movie. They're not persecuting him because
yes,
of that.
They are.
They are upset with him over the remarks made during his arrest.
Well, he has freedom of speech, and I don't think he told one lie while he was being arrested.
Well, hey, buddy, you've got freedom of speech, too, and you abuse it all the time.
I do not. How dare you?
You do so.
Was I not correct about global warming? Now the methane bubbles are bubbling up from the boiling pits of sewage. They're bubbling up, and now...
You never called that global warming. You were talking about the pits of sewage in hell. You never connected that to global warming. Don't be twisting words, J.C. Come on. Don't be twisting words, J.C. Come on.
Sir, we know that these methane bubbles are coming from the center of hell, directly from hell where all the dirty pornographers are. And I want to talk about Mel Gibson, who has the courage to make Christian movies about Jesus. He won't make the filth that Hollywood wants. They want these movies with gay cowboys that give them a Academy Awards. And now that movie has forever... It was a direct attack on the American icon, a direct attack on America itself because the image of the cowboy is America. And
if there's any attack that's been made on Mel Gibson, he brought it on himself.
Me?
He brought it on himself.
Mel Gibson?
Yes.
He's a hero. He didn't tell a lie, did he?
Well, the heroic thing that he may have done, J.C., is to have made an actual apology. Instead of saying, I apologize to those that I may have offended, he made an actual apology.
Now they're making up apologies for him. He shouldn't be apologizing. He should be standing up before us and proclaiming his righteousness and his truthfulness. Why is it that
in that case, you must be upset with him. Then you, J.C., slow down. You must be very upset with him. In view of the sincere apology, and most people do view it that way, that he made, I would think you'd be very upset with him.
I'd be upset with him if he's turning tail and running from the truth of his original words.
Well, how else would you interpret
the Canadians,
JC,
and the homosexuals? Yes, sir.
Cool your methane for a moment. How else would you interpret his sincere apology?
I would say that it's a fake, that he's not apologizing, and that they framed him in the first place. Wasn't the offending officer one of those New World bankers that arrested him and framed him, and they were stalking him, and they're trying to get payback because he made a Christian movie that told the
New
truth
World
about what they did
banker?
Jesus.
A New World banker?
Yes.
Most cops don't make a whole lot of money, and I doubt he was a New World banker.
We're talking about the Jews, and listen, when you deny their so-called Holocaust, they get offended. But every day they deny the Holocaust of Jesus and get away with it. How dare them?
Well, you're not telling me you deny the Holocaust, are you?
It's a dubious question.
It's a dubious question.
A Holocaust.
How do we know?
Were you there? Did you see
any
of it?
You're a Holocaust on a line.
Excuse
yourself.
Me? How dare you?
I absolutely dare.
You insulte me constantly, Mr. Bell, and all I'm trying to do is bring love forth.
You're trying to bring love forth?
Love forth? Yes. And I'm trying to save America.
You are, huh?
Yes. From the dirty pornographers, and you're talking about the food porn is just pouring out of the TV sets, and you got George Norrie talking about his prostate problems. How's that helping people in America?
I don't know. I suppose the people with prostate problems are helped.
It's disgusting and in poor taste.
It's disgusting? You just made a new word, JC. Disgusting. Disgusting.
I'm trying to make a point about how Hollywood is ruining the image of America. I like to dress in the country and western style, and I wear a cowboy hat. And now I can't go to the tax store without worrying about someone looking at me thinking I might be a homosexual because they have those movies about gay cowboys.
Yeah, I saw that movie. I wasn't particularly impressed.
How did you watch that? That was a direct attack by a Taiwanese communist with Canadian actors where they filmed it in Canada. It makes sense where the queers run wild.
Oh, JC, how can you be so full of hate?
I am not full of hate. I am full of love because I'm watching.
You are full of hate, JC. It comes spewing forth from your lips like the methane out of the ocean bottom.
I just want love and purity to come back to America. I'm saying your listeners were so disgusting they turned Edna against me. She's on the run with a biker.
Wait. Edna has left you for a biker?
You didn't know that she fled the compound with $10,000 of the Lord's money? Yes.
Wait a minute. The Lord's money?
Yes.
It sounds a lot like you're claiming...
Well, the Lord and we work together.
The Lord and you work together?
People question the new revelation. Let me tell you.
What do you think Edna's doing?
Well, I think she's doing pornographization for one thing. I don't know.
How carefully, JC, did you screen Edna before you, got together with her? Let's find out. Were you and Edna actually married?
You dare to incline such things if you only knew what you were insinuating.
Were you actually married, JC, or were you living in a state of sin?
No, not sin. How dare you? You know I am so sinless. You know I'm the most pure and righteous man on the entire planet. I'm not in a state of sin, and my original wife who left me, who tried to get a divorce for I don't know why.
Wait, your original wife, JC? Your original wife?
Listen, Grandma Webster is burning in the boiling pits of sewage because she used to watch that Liberace. And so I have a vested stake in keeping homosexuals off our TV and pornographers off of our TV and Canadians off of our TV.
You know, you talk so much about homosexuality, JC, that frankly, I wonder a little bit.
Oh, how dare you! You are insinuating all forms of insultation, Mr. Bell.
No, it just seems to me, I mean, your calls are just packed full of this.
Excuse me?
I said your calls are just absolutely packed full of this. You know, you protesteth a little much, JC.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Bell. I am trying to save America here. Listen, the boiling pits of sewage, pretty soon those volcanoes, the boiling sewage is going to come up out of the volcanoes. Didn't I predict floods and fires and fantastic famines and everything? I called it, didn't I? My predictions always come true, Mr. Bell. And you know that God is talking directly to me, and I'm bringing the new revelation. And when I told God, I said, God,
Listen, I know you said you're not going to write another book. This is what people try to attack me with every time.
Hey, wait a minute, Edna. I'm getting a vision. That is to say, JC, of Edna right now. I think she's in a little red sports car, JC, purchased with $10,000 of the Lord's money, and I see a young man right next to her.
Oh no, she's involved with a dirty biker.
All right, JC, thanks for the call. We've got a break. How unfortunate. We could have continued with this. See you later, JC. from Manila in the Philippines. I'm definitely fully awake now. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM. Oh. It's the devil himself, J.C. I think it's J.C.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
how dare you call me the devil when you know that you are the devil? The devil's mouthpiece.
For heaven's sake. The devil's mouthpiece. That's what you always called me. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. It is a symptomatic symptom of the sickness that is surging and boiling up in this nation that row after row and house after house is decorated to celebrate your master's birthday. Halloween,
my
the most evil day of the year.
How do you know they're just not celebrating an early Christmas? And what in the world is wrong with a carved-out pumpkin, Jay-Z?
Because a carved pumpkin is an invitation for demonic possession. It's a symptom of satanic worship.
And that's why they put a candle inside.
That's right, so it'll draw the Satan from the flames. They create like a mini, tiny inferno. It's a mini replication of hell to draw forth demons into your household and into your body.
So in other words, when they put a little smile on the pumpkin, that's really
an evil smile. That's exactly how the devil operates. He smiles at you. He says, look at all the wonderful, salacious things I have for you to enjoy. I'm your best friend. I'm your buddy. I'm the one who gave you information when God wouldn't give you information. I'm the one that gave you sex and pleasure and pornography and drugs and rock and roll and food and all the things.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with sex?
Everything is wrong with it. Sex is dirty. It's disgusting. It's
JC, you know what? That's why Edna took the car and split.
No, it's because the devil distorted her deceptions and created her to become one of his disciples, and she was distorted. Sex is not meant for pleasure. People have got it all wrong. You are to use that.
You know, that's it. That's why she left. That's why she left, J.C. She had it with you. You probably...
Because I wasn't going to give her sex.
There you go.
But that's implying that we were in that kind of a relationship, and we weren't.
And you know, she was actually a big supporter of yours. She sent me countless emails, JC.
Yes, she did.
And she was a supporter of yours, and I guess she just finally... she wasn't getting enough.
From God is to say that if anyone so righteous as to be in the service of God's 10-star, and I would recognize 10-star general that I am, can be dissuaded and decepted and pulled away into satanic service, then you know that you are in danger as well. And it's a wake-up call from God that listen, there's punishments coming, Mr. Bell. You think these
earthquakes aren't
from God?
Like earthquakes from God?
Yes. To punish.
So I take it the Hawaiian people have misbehaved?
Yes, because they do exotic dancing and they're always naked on savage islands like that, where they don't put their clothes
savage
on.
Savage islands? Now, wait a minute. You're saying the hula is evil?
Yes, it's a satanic sexual ritual to worship satanic gods. It's not American, is it?
Yes, it is. Actually, Hawaii, believe it or not, J.C., actually was admitted as a state sometime.
Well, I don't recognize them.
You don't?
Well, no, because...
What about Alaska?
No, because Alaska is a sleeper state for Russia. That's another thing I want to talk about. The Russians, that's a trick. The Alaskans are all Russian sleeper agents, and they've got a foothold in our nation, and they're going to invade down through Canada. You watch, Mr. Bell. It's already happening. And that's the problem with Canadians and Alaskans, is they can look and act like regular Americans, and
no,
they're much more of a threat than Mexicans because they're actually smart.
J.C., let's get the view of an Alaskan on that. In Fairbanks, Alaska, Jeff, you're on with J.C.
Oh, no.
Hello, you Alaskan traitor!
Oh, did you hear that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Are you guys actually Russian agents? Agents of the devil?
Yeah, how much vodka have you drank tonight, you Russian, Ruski communist?
Well, I'm French, actually.
Oh, that's
you hear
even
that,
worse!
Jason's French.
How dare you try to make it up by saying I'm French? You French freak!
Oh, JC, be nice.
I am being nice. I'm trying to help him.
Here, I'm letting you talk to my audience, somebody
well,
from Alaska.
Defend yourself, you Frenchie. Come on now. What you got? Bring it to an American.
Let him have it, Jeff.
I don't know what to say to this guy. I think JC stands for just crazy.
How
well, there
dare
you go.
You?
Well, yeah,
how
I guess
dare you insultate me in such a manner?
Insultate you?
He's insulted me, Mr. Bell. And
the fact,
it's
the fact that
why
Edna,
don't you get someone who agrees with me, Mr. Bell.
The fact
Bell?
That Edna split is obvious evidence to, I think, all of us that even in your personal life. By the way, do you know where she went?
I have no idea. Last I heard, she was hanging out with truck drivers and truck stops.
Really?
We're tracking her though. We're gonna find her and bring her back home to the Lord. And in the meantime, I am looking for a new servant. They can reach me at Boiling Pit.
Servant, wait a minute. You
what?
Trample upon all women when you say something like that. What do you
well,
mean, servant?
Well, women need to get back in the kitchen, back to the kids, and do what they're told. Listen, women are, this is another reason why God is angry at America, because women, they don't know their place anymore. Let me tell you, a woman is best when seen and not heard, but not seen wearing salacious things like the women these days. I go out to the mall and they've got belly button rings and skirts and shorts so small I can't believe what I see, and they need to cover up. The women need to cover up and shut up, and it's great when a woman is working at home and cleaning the kitchen and raising the children and doing her man's bidding. But like Ann, who is that? Ann Coulter? Is that her name? That
yes,
had that book recently?
Yes.
She's a wonderful conservative, but where's her husband?
Well, I don't know. Where's Edna? Robin in Boulder, Colorado. You're on the air with J.C. Any comments for J.C.?
Permission. Wait,
oh, Lordy.
Wait, woman.
No, let J.C. let Robin say something.
I had to give her permission first.
We had to give you permission to speak, Robin.
Well, I live with a cat, and
Mm-hmm. You hear that, J.C.?
Yes, you live with a cat. Continue.
And she helps me in the kitchen.
She does.
But mostly I like to, wear the pants.
Are you a lesbian? Because it sounds to me like you're a lesbian.
Well, I am.
Oh, my God, I knew it. God, Lord, thank you so much for it. See, God gives me all the information I need to know.
Oh,
I
my God, my cat.
Now, wait a minute, JC. What do you have against lesbians, for goodness sakes?
Because they rampage across America, and they hate men. Now, let me tell you,
wait a minute, JC. That's not necessarily true. It might be, but it's not necessarily true. Robin, do you hate men?
Oh, no, and by the way, my
have you ever been in a fist fight with a lesbian, let me tell you, they'll take you to task.
Well, I'm sure that if she could have a shot at you right now, she'd, how about that, Robin?
Well, I'm kind of a
throw you away from men.
I'm kind of a mouse. I don't do much rampage.
Oh, you're right, that's a lie. How many married women have you tried to seduce in your time? With a Tupperware party. Come on over for
Whoa.
Tupperware.
Not too awful many. I'm kind of old for that now.
So I know what happens at lesbian Tupperware parties.
Lesbian Tupperware parties?
Yes.
Well, you tell me.
I can't disclose those kinds of salacious details on the airwaves. There's something called the FCC, and I don't want to violate their laws and rules.
You know, I think it's a good idea. I had never thought about having a lesbian Tupperware party.
Excuse me?
Now that you've given me that idea, I might have to give that a try.
Yeah, it's a way to make money, Jason.
No.
You just gave her
No. Listen.
A very capitalistic idea, a lesbian Tupperware party.
I bet I could get rich and
look
meet
at how
ladies.
This is why you are so deceptive, Mr. Bell, because you could turn the Lord's words around and turn them into satanic propaganda. You truly are the devil's mouthpiece. This is an example right here of why you are so evil. And Missy, look, what you need to do is take off the flannel shirt, get into a church, and find a man.
All you need is the right man. That will change you back. Turn you into a...
I'm sure that Robin would say that lesbianism is simply as natural to her as heterosexuality... well, I won't say is to you, because you don't want anything to do with sex, but to most other people...
But you are implying against my heterosexuality, my manliness?
I just wanted to say what I'd do if I was invisible.
What would you do if you were invisible, Robin?
I'd come to the Philippines and I'd be your bodyguard so that nobody would be jumping on you or anything.
I appreciate that.
Invisible.
And there you have it, JC.
What?
See, that was a very nice young lady.
She's a disgusting, disgustated sinner, in my opinion, and she is going to be thrown personally by me into the boiling pits of sewage out in the afterlife.
Oh, now you've elevated yourself to the position of God.
Oh, no, I'm going to be right there with God.
Only God can throw somebody into the pits of sewage.
Excuse me?
Only God can toss somebody into the flaming...
No, you misread, Mr. Bell. That's going to be one of my jobs, is to help God out. I've been advising God on all of this plan. And,
really?
And I'm going to be there with him, throwing people into the boiling pits of sewage. That's one of the great things that I'm looking forward to.
You think a great deal of yourself, don't you?
I do.
How do you know, JC, that God approves of the kind of, I don't know, nasty rhetoric that you spew every time you get...
I speak to God directly.
Oh, right.
Yes, I do.
Right.
How do you think I got the new revelation, Mr. Bell?
I haven't seen the new revelation, that is today.
You see some of the new commandments when I sent them to you.
That's true. Do you want to review some of those for the audience?
At this time, I'd like to speak to more of the audience so I can...
All right. Let's see. Timothy in San Francisco. You're on the air with JC.
Yes. Oh, good evening, Art, and God bless you and love your family.
Well, thank you.
Your very most distinguished radio talk show host. I've been listening to you for about...
Hello, Timothy.
You're on with JC. Yeah, you're on with JC.
San Francisco, aren't you?
Yes.
The homosexual capital of the world.
Yeah, I'm a real queer.
I can tell that. I didn't even have to say it.
Yeah, I'm a queer. Yeah.
Right.
So why don't you act like a gentleman and grow up a little bit and...
Who are you to tell me what to do? Listen, you no good pervert, you San Francisco. Why don't you just go back to your bathhouses and your little opium dens out there where all you sickos smoke medical pot and get together for hedonistic orgies of evil?
I have 3 PhDs. I'm a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Your book smarts don't mean nothing to me, Mr. PhD.
I'm a philosopher.
Brains aren't going to mean a darn thing.
Wait a minute. One at a time here. JC, give the guy a chance.
I like to psychoanalyze you, JC. I like to psychoanalyze. I'm doing research.
You're
now
a psycho.
Pardon me?
Well, go ahead.
Now, JC, has it occurred to you that you call everybody a psycho? You call everybody evil. And
yes,
now,
I
not,
do.
But there's a little pathology here, buddy. If everybody's evil, that might mean, you should consider that you're the different one, JC.
No, I'm the only one walking the righteous path. It's terrible to be in. So it's like being locked in a world gone mad with crazy sinners everywhere who are worshiping Satan, bowing down on the streets to kiss.
You're the only one running an angry path. You're on a totally angry path.
I have a right to be angry. I'm watching my country be destroyed by hippies.
You're gonna have a heart attack, JC.
Let me tell you that the hippies of old with the long hair, now you have hippies, they've got things in their faces, and they're all dressed in black everywhere you go, and they...
What do you think would happen if I took your blood pressure right now?
Took my blood pressure?
That's right.
My blood pressure would probably be through the roof, as it should be, because I'm angry. Not enough Americans are angry to defend us against satanic onslaught of evil.
All right. Los Angeles and Patrick, you're on with JC.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
I'm okay. JC's not so good, though.
Yeah, he sounds a little wound up. I think it's those homoerotic tendencies he has.
JC, this caller makes a good point.
You would dare to say that to me? It would figure if someone from Los Angeles, the pornography capital of the world, where your police, your own police, are selling pornography in Japantown. It figures.
Oh, you heard that last call. You know,
I wasn't surprised.
I think
the caller
makes a damn good point. You protest an awful lot.
Excuse me?
You protesteth an awful lot about people of other sexual proclivity.
Right. If I don't protest, who will?
I think it's like the Catholic priest that goes into the priesthood to hide his homoerotic tendencies. I think JC's got the same thing going on.
How dare you accuse me of being a Catholic? That's disgusting. I never. I am not a papist puppet.
Well, I'll sacrifice a goat for you tonight, JC, but...
I'm sure you will, you sinning, salacious, no good.
I really called to tell Art.
Are you gonna have relations with that there goat first?
Probably.
I knew it. That's how they
picture.
Do it in Los Angeles.
The goat aside for a moment. This might interest you, JC. Invisibility just around the corner. Caller, what would you do if you could become invisible?
Well, the first thing I would do is I'd take my wife and we'd go to Las Vegas and make a lot of money. And then the second thing I'd do while I was there, I would go to Area 51 and see exactly what's going on. Maybe
that's another thing. There is no such thing as Area 51. And Las Vegas is another sin-filled city that God is going to smite the first chance he gets when Armageddon comes. And it can't come a minute too soon.
You really
Please
think Las Vegas
Lord.
Is evil? You honestly
Las
think
Vegas
it's evil?
Is the gambling capital of the world. People go there to gamble. And watch mm-hmm. stage shows.
And
Elvis perform there.
And you have never gambled, JC?
Never.
Never?
I have never gambled.
So that's like sex. All right.
I've never done anything sinful in my life, Mr. Bale.
Never done anything sinful in your life?
I'm pure right. righteous light.
Dave, just down from Alaska, you're on with JC if you can handle it.
Oh, no problem. Hey, Art, this is Downtown Dave. I used to call quite a bit in the 90s.
Yes.
And congratulations on your new marriage. I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous of you and Major Ed Dames.
I see. Well, thank you.
And I'd like to talk about your marriages more in the future, will you?
Okay. But right now, JC's
okay.
here.
Hey, JC, are you washed in the blood, and what's your least favorite scripture?
Excuse me, my least favorite scripture? I'd probably
yeah.
say the Book of Mormon.
No, we're talking about the Bible. We got to get some common ground here. You just can't be such an isolationist.
Excuse me, well, if you're talking about the Bible, I love the entire Bible, but my favorite scripture is Revelations.
No, he has to be your least...
your least favorite one.
Yeah.
I don't have any least favorite parts of the Bible.
Well,
you're trying to get me to insult the Bible. There's no bad parts. I'm telling you, it's a good read from cover to cover.
It's all good. But, you know, the fact is I'm trying to see Jesus in you, and I think Jesus don't talk as much as you do.
Listen, you first have no way to judge me.
Oh, I'm a
you're
Christian.
Trying to see Jesus
hey,
in
I'm
me,
a
and you can't, then you must
blood.
Be a blind person.
You know what?
Wait a minute, JC.
Don't raise your voice to me, sir.
The power of life and death are in the tongue. Art Bell knows that, and that's why he's got so much life, because he's got a great tongue.
He's got a forked tongue.
You know
he's
what?
Got a devil lizard tongue that he sits
and
there and he puts out at the microphone
the
and
is,
sends his evil out over the airwaves to corrupt America.
The fact is, you know what? Are you part of the answer or part of the problem?
I am the solution to the problem that plagues America. The sin that bubbles up in the streets and the boiling pits of sewage that is going to consume all sinners one day, forthright, when God proclaims victory over the enemy and says, I cast you down, sinner. I cast you, caller, down, down, down. Beneath my feet, get beneath me, Satan. I stomp on you and step on you, and you have no power here.
Otherwise, it's been a great half hour. JC and caller, thank you both.
One more thing.
Very quick.
Your friend, Dr. Tess Gerson, and her devil book, I'm going to preach against her when she calls, so she better be ready.
Bye-bye, JC. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. There is one great advantage to the screening technique that we have, and that is that you can glance up at the screen and see what's waiting. So here, direct from the burning, stewing pits of sewage is J.C.
Mr. Bell, how
Mr.
dare you? You're a dirty disgustator taking over the airwaves, and I'm telling you that the threat to America is not coming from little green men. It's little blue donkeys who have gone against the will of God and put
My country has been hijacked in the last days.
Little blue donkeys.
Yes.
You must mean the Democrats.
It's terrible. It's disgusting.
I didn't even know what you were politically, J.C. What are you?
I am a super Christian conservative. You know me. You know what I stand for. You know
so
my...
So you continue to carry the water, do you?
Excuse me? I continue to wage the war against media pornography, corruption, and disgustation that I see going across our nation. And it's disgusting to me that a woman is going to be running things in the house. A woman is meant to clean the house, not run the house.
See, that's why your woman ran away. That's why Edna split in the first place, J.C., is because of that attitude.
She was corruptized by your pornographizers.
Oh, sure.
That's why she ran away, is because she had her fragile little woman mind corrupted by pornography.
Have you heard from her yet? Have you heard from her, J.C., since she's moved on to greener pastures?
I have not, but we have some good information as to where she may be.
Uh-huh. And what do you intend to do?
We intend to return her to her rightful duties at the compound.
Drag her back to the kitchen. Is that it?
Yes, the kitchen. There's a whole lot that needs to be done, and she needs to do it. And I'm telling you right now that if I could get Ann Coulter to come to my compound, that would be great, because she needs a man to back her up so that what she says has validity.
Is that so? So Ann Coulter would be welcome and a replacement for Edna, eh?
Oh, sure, Ann makes a lot of sense, but I don't see it being qualified by a man. That's the only problem, is she's a willful woman.
Well, willful, huh? So, in other words, she was using your computer to bring in this pornography that you claim corrupted.
No, she wasn't bringing it in. It was your listeners that were sending it, Mr. Bell.
My listeners?
Yes, your listeners. You know that.
Well, now, they don't even know your email address, J.C. How could they possibly...
It's boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com. It used to be EdnaPringle@yahoo.com until it got annihilated.
Until she left.
It was deleted. I don't know who destroyed it.
Deleted.
Yes. Something happened, and I believe she wiped the files so that I wouldn't be able to contact all these people so that I could administer them to the new revelation, which needs to save America. And little green men, if they are any such things, they're devils. Demons.
You know, actually, J.C., that is a possibility.
I know it is.
I hate to agree with you, but that is certainly a possibility. But if you look up into the night sky, I doubt you do it very regularly. How can you but not imagine there's life out there, J.C.?
People shouldn't be outside at night. They should be indoors.
Indoors?
Saints. Cats roam the night.
Well, listen, you've got to be able to have lesbian Tupperware parties somewhere.
Excuse me?
You got to be able to have lesbian Tupperware parties somewhere.
Oh, do not disgust me with such things. And those are going to happen more and more frequently. Now they're going to be forcing the lesbian agenda upon America. That's what's happening, because she is from where? San Francisco.
Now, Edna didn't leave you for another woman, did she?
No! She left me for apparently someone who rode a motorcycle, and now she's taken up with a truck driver.
She's
turned into a raving rabid hussy.
So she's going back and forth across America hauling who knows what?
Probably drugs. Because we all know that drugs are one of the reasons that America is being destroyed.
Well, listen, J.C., we have probably the largest trucker audience in the world, of any radio program in the whole world, so there's a great chance that Edna is, well, in the passenger seat, probably,
listening to you.
That's right. So this is your opportunity to say to Edna whatever you want to say to entice her back to the compound.
I'm going to use the most enticing words I can. Women, get home where you belong!
That's it, huh?
That's what I have to say, is that she needs to get back at the feet of her man, wherever a woman should be. Women need to stop talking. That's one step. That's one step to getting America back to where we need it. Women need to shut their mouth, get back in the kitchen, and do what they're told, because a man's will is the will that runs America, runs the family, and if we had stronger men who would stand up and be men, because all men are afraid to be men nowadays, And they need to run their families and run their women and keep their women quiet and covered up. And that's another reason why those Arabs want to kill us, is because we have hussies running around with barely nothing on. That's the whole reason.
All right, JC, that's about as much as I can handle. But I can kind of picture Edna right now, probably in a miniskirt, JC. I don't know, probably hauling down I-40 somewhere next to a trucker. That's quite a picture. That man is, you know, a lot of people, after he's come on, will write to me and say, that's something kind of set up. It's got to be Phil Henry, it's got to be this, it's got to be that. It's no setup. Whether or not it's Phil, I have no way of knowing for sure, but it's absolutely not a setup. He's been calling the show for years, and there's no setup about it. He is just what he is, as is everybody else on here. Reaching out to...
I stand insulted.
Yeah, you're always insulted.
Yes,
your entire life is an insultation.
Well, you had that man on earlier that was claiming to be one of my disciples, was not one of my disciples. He was a liar, a Canadian operative, and he was just trying to discredit me. Let me tell you that all of my disciples are well and accounted for, except for Edna, who has been taken away from me by pornography. And that people were talking about talking to plants. That sounds
actually,
like
I thought it was a motorcycle that took her away.
That's right. That's right, a dirty, filthy, flea-bitten biker. Mongrel, no good, that was part of your, it was all part of your...
You know, JC, she's got a website, you know.
It's not really her. That would not be her. I wouldn't believe that she would go on the filthy internet and try to solicit more people to have relations with.
I just don't believe it, JC, because it sounds just like her. I got all kinds of email from Edna years ago, and it sounds just like Edna.
Not her. Right now, it is not Edna.
Well, if Edna would get on a motorcycle and go biking away with somebody, why wouldn't she put up a website and brag about it?
I refuse to believe such insultation, and I am insulted that they would even insinuate such things, that she's on the internet soliciting herself to other people. Now, you've got people on here talking about talking to plants and all kinds of things like that.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with talking to a plant?
Because, well, first they're going to talk to it, they're probably smoking it. It's called Reaper Madness. A bunch of druggies is what you've got on here. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. I've got my eye on your friend Tess Gretson and her new satanic book.
Tess Gretson.
Yes, Tess Gretson. She is a demonetizer.
She is.
Yes,
she's a hell of an author,
I'll tell you. She's the female version of Art Bell, and I'm warning you not to have her back on there because that just drives my blood pressure through the roof. And another thing.
I would love to have her back on. You know, she actually took the trouble to take her latest book, autograph it for me, and send it all the way to the Philippines.
I'm sure she did.
I'm sure she did.
You know why? You ought to just burn that thing.
Really?
Yes, Mr. Bell. And I do not feel so well tonight because I was attacked by a cat.
Really?
And yes, I walked out of my house and the
proving once again
on
that felines have great taste.
Well, this is the cat I've been chasing for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it just attacked me and scratched the heck out of my back of my neck. It's all bleeding, and this is the cat I've been after for months. And I tell you what, I went down to my basement, I got my Tommy gun, and I'm spraying the bushes for it every time I hear a noise.
You're cutting up the bushes with an automatic weapon for a cat?
Yes.
Oh, JC.
I've got clamp traps out all over the place looking for it, because we all know cats are harbingers of the devil, and cats are demons.
Why were you chasing it?
I've been chasing this one because it's one that you sent after me.
Well,
it's part of your satanic legion of cats.
There is intent, and if intent could have put a cat on your back,
I guess I did. Off the roof, I heard it screeching. I turned around, and there it was, tearing me up, shredding me up like a paper shredder.
All right, JC. Listen, JC. One of these days, I'm going to do what I did before. I'm going to have you on and let the audience talk to you. I enjoy doing that. They enjoy doing that.
I would welcome the chance to minister to your filthy listeners. All your listeners are going to hell.
You think so?
Yes.
You're one of my listeners, JC. I doubt you miss a word.
Excuse me, sir.
I doubt you miss a word.
I have to listen and pray against you, and the fact that you snuck back into the country, you're right, it was worthy of a military maneuver. I'll give you the day you won the day that day, sneaking back across the border like that,
sneaking
against my wishes.
Border.
Yes.
Came in utterly legally. I hate to disappoint you.
No, sir, once you left, you left and renounced the United States.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I would never renounce the United States. Communists.
Communists in China. Philippines, we all know, is run by China.
Philippines is run by China.
That's right.
JC, you need some sort of geologic and political education as well.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry for you, buddy.
Are you insinuating that I am stupid?
It's clear why Edna left you. And I wouldn't use that word, but I wouldn't stop you from using it.
Well, Mr. Bell, I've never been so insulted by you in my entire life as I stand tonight. You
that would
have
be,
an impostulator on, you send a cat cast after me, and now you're insulting my intelligence.
That would be insulted, buddy, later. You know, I'm asked a lot of times if JC is real, and he is. He is real. I've had private emails from JC. I've had private emails from Edna over the years. And I know it's difficult to envision that anybody like that really does exist on the face of the earth and makes it through more than a week with that kind of blood pressure. But apparently he does. Wildcard Line, you're...
How dare you deny me the to debate that disgustator diamond? Mr. Bell, I called in twice and that hussy did not allow me to get through on your orders, no doubt. No,
I've never ordered anybody to keep you away.
She kept me away.
Oh, no, wait. There was a time. We were in the middle of, that's right. I remember, there was a guest on.
Yes.
And I was aware that you were on the line waiting and I had an option to either answer the phone or not, JC, and I chose not to.
Not to, because I was going to shout down that disgustator with my truth. And that's beside the point anyway, because I want to address you about you've fully ascended into the realm of food pornography, pizza punch pornography, and I told you it happened, people, years ago, that he would be on the forefront of doing this, and you have done it. You have unleashed, how dare you do this to America? Indulging and encouraging debauchery and gluttony among ours.
Gluttony, huh?
Yes, that's correct.
And I suppose you don't eat pizza, huh?
I do not eat pizza because that's an Italian food.
And what's wrong with that, JC? Time's limited. Make it good.
What I'm going to make good is the fact that you are denying the God. Listen, also, Jerry Falwell, you haven't done a tribute show to him, but bless his soul, he's burning in hell now because he refused to accept the new revelation, just as Brother Diamond will burn in hell because he's the only one who thought he had the righteous truth of Jesus Christ Almighty when he knows that I've got the righteous truth. I'm God's 10-star general, the only one authorized to bring forth the new revelation.
How's everything at home, JC? Edna back yet?
No, but we're very, very close to bringing her home.
All right, well, on that note, we'll end it. Be right back. Okay, back to the phones. Let's see what awaits out there. You never know. Wildcard Line, you are on the air.
You cannot hide from me tonight, Mr. Bell.
Apparently not.
Yes, you tried to trick me into thinking you're retiring, but you're not. Listen, I'm going to tell you about the birds and the bees.
Oh, yes, by all means. The person I would look to first for the birds and the bees would be you. Where are they?
I have the Lord's advice. Let me tell you what's happening with the bees. They're pollinating pot plants, and the pot plants are poisoning them and killing them. And the birds...
Wait, you may be on to something, JC. So they're pollinating pot plants, they're getting stoned, and then they don't know how to get back to the hive.
Got it. That's exactly what is happening.
Gotta give you a sound. You really thought that one out.
Excuse me?
I gave you a compliment, JC. Never mind. Go ahead. The birds. What about the birds?
Let me tell you about the birds.
Yes.
The birds are being murdered by an overpopulation of cats. Too many demonic cats. They're killing chickens and turkeys, and they're trying to depopulate so they will starve to death.
JC, cats are not demonic.
They are the devil's familiars. You know that, sir.
They are not. They're cute little furry, lovable things, JC. Haven't you? Probably a cat's never loved you, has it, JC?
No, but they've attacked me, that's for sure.
Well, see, I've always credited cats with a great deal of old knowledge, and anybody who sounds like you do deserves a set of front claws right between the cheeks.
They have the old knowledge of the devil. The serpent, the snake, and the cat all together against mankind. But let me tell you something. When Jerry Falwell died, he split hell wide open, going into the boiling pits of sewage because he refused to get only on one point. He had so many good points about him, and I feel so bad about him, which is why I want to warn you and warn your audience that He refuted me. He would not give me his television programs and radio programs, so he went to hell.
What happened to Edna? Is she home yet? You said Edna was coming home.
No, we're tracking her down, and we're going to, very soon, Mr. Bell, we're going to return Edna to the fold. And that's why you need to have me back on for the I Agree with JC interview line.
The JC interview line?
Yes, the interview line, so that you can have your listeners call and talk to me. I mean, you do it for degenerate authors like Tess Gretson and no good like Stephen Hawking.
That would be Tess Gretson. And Stephen Hawking, I don't think we've had him on the show yet, J.C. And actually, J.C., I've done it for you on a number of occasions.
Well, yes, but not enough. It's never enough for the Lord's word, is it, sir?
There is enough of J.C. There can be enough of J.C.
No, sir, I don't think so.
5 minutes is kind of the limit, J.C.
You need to give me your entire program. How dare you tell me to limit the Lord's word to 5 minutes?
That is a thought. What if you had the whole program?
I would.
What would you do, JC? If you had the whole program, what would you do?
Well, first I would start, and I agree with JC line, and tell people to email me at blowingpitsofsewage.com.
I agree with JC line. JC, even I don't have a line like that. I'd rather have somebody disagree with me than agree with me. And you would have an I agree with JC line.
Yes. And we have people who call to disagree with me as well so that I can tell them how wrong they are. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and
yeah,
even
are,
if it is wrong.
Isn't that a little self-serving? I agree with JC line.
Not only do I agree with JC line, but I think that JC is a great and wonderful person, line. The J.C. is absolutely correct line. Then I will do J.C.'s will line. I will obey J.C. line. Yes, I could have as many lines as I wanted to glorify me because I glorify God, and God has chosen me to be his 10-star general, not you.
Actually, if we were doing some sort of donation work for Mental Health Week, just my guy.
Listen, people, I can take donations for the Lord. I'm willing to accept any kind of monetary compensation for my work. I mean, I'm doing this because God wants me to, but God also wants me to have a steady income, yes.
I see.
Yes.
How many people have sent donations into, what is it, CLAMP? Is that your organization, CLAMP?
I do not disclose my personal financial matters with infidels like you.
Infidel. CLAMP. Is CLAMP a 501(c) setup? I mean, is it tax exempt or what's the deal?
Again, we'll not discuss that with you. There's a fraudulator out there who is impersonating
fraudulator.
CLAMP, and I'm not going to say who she is, but she knows who she is, and so I'm ordering her to stop. She's not CLAMP. I have no official web presence besides boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com. So people out there, be warned. Fraudulators on the web.
I didn't know you had that. You know, wait a minute. I want to be sure of this. You have boilingpitsofsewage.com. That's your website?
No, boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. I'm a surprise Yahoo. I'm surprised Yahoo would allow something like boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.
Boiling pits of sewage.
Yeah.
And they deleted the original Edna Pringle email. I think the devil did it. I know the devil did it himself. He went and clipped the wires and destroyed that account.
Yeah.
He created boiling pits of sewage at yahoo.com. And then so people can get in contact with me because very soon God is going to rise up an army of Christian martyrs and soldiers.
Lacey, how do you feel when you close your eyes and you think about Edna zipping along at about 80 miles an hour on a Harley somewhere?
I feel nothing but pure rage and anger that one so close to me and so close to Jesus could be ripped away and pornographized by your listeners. I feel anger and I feel rage and I feel hatred of the devil. I wanted to step on him and say, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a defeated foe."
What if God is the one who released Edna from your evil hold?
Well, don't you think he would have,
yes.
He would have told me if he allowed her to leave. I am not evil, for one thing. The only someone as corruptized as you could call one as anointed as I, evil.
You speak personally with God, do you?
Yes. There's briefings daily.
Briefings?
Up to the minute.
Really?
Yes.
You must have some sort of
direct communication.
he reveals to me the new revelation, which like Mr. Falwell refused to accept it, so he's in hell. Pat Robertson's a good guy. I'm working on him, but he's going to go to hell. And so Brother Michael Diamond's going to go to hell. Everybody who doesn't accept my new revelation, because I talk directly with the Lord, our God,
Hey, J.C., you were really wearing out your fingers trying to get on with Brother Diamond, weren't you?
You know I was. That blasphemer, heretic, no good, flea-bitten mongrel. I had to speak to him again. I had to put him in his place.
Oh, J.C., all right. Thank you very much for the call. Back to the boiling pits. What an address. It's a sewage.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
At last, I have finally gotten through to give you the run of the North. How dare you, sir, get on the radio again when I explicitly have told you and the Lord has warned you not to be on the radio. You disgustate me, sir.
The Lord has issued no such warning to me.
Yes, she has. She? Who do you think he's talking through?
Now he? Is it a he or a she?
Me.
It's a he?
Excuse me? the Lord's a man. Everyone knows that the Lord's a man.
You said she. You really slipped up, buddy. You said she.
I said he.
Second time you said
he. I would never say a she.
We've got to
say he's a he. We all know that the Lord is a he.
Yes, all right.
He's a man. Now listen, speaking of. I was right. I fulfilled the prophecy that the Soviet Union is still there. They've never gone away. They're trying to attack us. They're disgusting us. Mr. Bell?
Yes, last we spoke, it's been quite a while. Your wife, you said, would be back with you shortly. Now, a great deal of time has passed. Has she run back?
My wife. You are confusing the issue. She is my servant. She is a disciple of mine. I can't get into it because it's complicated. But first, what I need to do is I need to call and I need to...
Is Edna back home or not?
Edna's still on the highways of this nation. We're close to getting her back.
Born to be wild, J.C., born to be wild.
No, listen. I also have to defend the honor of our Republican Senator Craig because he's been framed by the homosexual mafia to look like he's a homosexual. And we know he's not gay.
We don't know much of anything except that he apparently signed a little piece of paper saying that he admitted.
He's in America and loves America, and the gay mafia framed him. What's happened.
And you see, I had no idea where you were actually from. So he is your senator, as it were.
Yes, and he's a good, godly man who's been set up by the gay mafia, by George Norrie, and all of your underworld friends who are trying to tear down faith and values Americans that love America.
George is far too busy to do that sort of thing.
I know he's busy being a criminal mastermind. Where is that no good tonight?
He's probably relaxing and saying,
"Thank
God I got the call and I didn't."
Excuse me?
It's unimportant.
I know it's an honor for you to speak with me again because I am administering God's love and the new commandments. Now, listen, you keep bringing up Edna, and I want you to stop.
Is that administering or ministering?
Excuse me?
You've got your radio on, don't you? You know that's a cardinal sin. J.C., turn your radio off.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to turn my radio down so I can hear you better. Now, listen, Mr. Bell, we know that America is being pornographized and destructized by the food pornographers. Have you seen this Rachel Ray on TV everywhere she goes?
Food pornographer.
Smile. What?
What kind of food do you consider to be pornographic, J.C.?
Well, definitely I consider Italian food to be pornographic and Mexican food to be pornographic because when people eat Mexican food, what happens is all those spices get your internals working and get everything hot and bothered. That's why those...
You really want to go after a food, J.C.? Why don't you go after lima beans? They're not God's work at all.
Lima beans are just fine.
All right, that's it for J.C. Anybody who says lima beans are just fine is out of here. All right, Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Hi.
About time that you put me on the air, Mr. Bell. I dialed one time and God got me through. You know why, Mr. Bell?
I have no idea, JC.
I'm coming to Las Vegas to protest that porno show that's going on there next week. I'm coming and I'm bringing the...
And I'm surprised you would even set foot inside the city limits of Las Vegas.
I'm bringing an army with me. And I'm going to rally the troops and we're gonna go down there and we're gonna bullhorn that thing. And I dare you to come down and face me man to man.
Face you? I do that every time you somehow manage to get through, JC.
Well, I think we had spoken about a fist fight one time or another, and you said your back was hurting and hemming and hawing. And now, how you feeling now, Mr. Bell? You ready?
As a matter of fact, JC, I wouldn't let my back hold me.
Well, listen, but it's beside the point. Well,
Anytime, JC. Anytime. Bring it on.
That's right, for the Lord.
Let's get a little update. What's the latest on Edna? You said she was going to come crawling. Wait a minute. You said she was going to come crawling back to you, JC.
Very soon she will come crawling back to me on her hands and knees and ringing and writhing and begging for forgiveness from me. And,
sometime before time freezes, I imagine, huh?
Well, listen, I'm telling you, people out there need to know that hell is not, she'll be back before hell freezes over. I'll tell you that right now. And I know who the Antichrist is, but I'm not going to tell you that tonight. But I'm telling you what, Mr. Bell, that I listened to your prediction show and I heard all that mumbo jumbo and psychic divining. And it was, I bet you tried
to get through too, didn't you?
I certainly did because I have some of my own predictions.
You know what? I won't write it down, but I am curious, JC. If you had one prediction to make for 2008, I guess we'd all like to know, what would that be?
God is going to put AIDS airborne to punish America. That's what he's going to do. AIDS is going to go airborne. It's going to be a plague, and the bodies are going to pile up like clover in the streets, and I'll be...
Let's assume something like that occurred, and when AIDS went airborne, it wouldn't just punish America, it would punish the whole world.
Well, they deserve it anyway, but it's going to be a righteous punishment, and I can't wait. I can't wait for the end times when the vials are broken and poured upon the wrath of God is poured upon the face of the earth. It's going to be glorious, Mr. Bell, and I'm telling you right now, we're getting really close because just trust me on it.
Who do you support in the presidential race?
I support me. Haven't you heard that I put my candidacy, I put my hat, my 10-gallon, 10-star hat in? I am going to be the next president of the United States. 2008 is the year of the clampdown. J.C. for president. Everybody, when you go to the polls, be sure and let God work your hand to write in J.C. for president.
All right, J.C., that's it. That's all I can handle. A write-in campaign for J.C. I get lots of emails saying the guy is a put-on, and he may be, well, you know what? He's not a put-on. Actually, he's not a put-on. He sends me email that is just like what you hear on the air, you know, except you can kind of sort of turn down the volume in your brain as you read. So he really believes all this stuff. He actually does. And in terms of the other thing they say, of course, is he's a plant, and he's not a plant. Never has been a plant. I've never had one plant on this show ever, ever, ever. And I wouldn't. It's not needed. The world is strange enough as it is, believe me.